This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The world must come together to find peace in Syria. That from the UN's Human Rights High Commissioner, who also wants an investigation into last week's massacre, as the Syrian regime is on deadline. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Some rebels said they were giving the government until this lunchtime to observe the ceasefire, and if they didn't, they'd defend the people. But another gruesome attack is leaking out of Syria today. 11 workers forced off a bus and executed. The shooting near Homs, as is often the case, has both sides blaming each other. Another indication, says experts, that the country is moving closer to civil war. Meanwhile, a Syrian rebel group say they've kidnapped 11 Lebanese Shiite pilgrims. They say that some of the hostages are from Hezbollah. Dave.
Emily, John Edwards is a sinner, but not a criminal. A mistrial declared in the case against him using campaign money to hide an affair. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live.
One count guilty, five counts no verdict. And after 4 weeks of testimony and 9 days of deliberations, the Justice Department sources tell Fox News it is unlikely the department will attempt to retry Edwards. As for his future,
I don't think God's through with me. I really believe he thinks there's still some good things I can do.
And as for how the jury failed to reach five verdicts, we'll have to wait a while. Dave, the judge won't release the names of the jurors for another week.
Rich, hurricane season starts today in the Atlantic, though we've already had two named storms. We get a job market update next hour. Economists expect unemployment held steady last month at 8.1%, 150,000 jobs created. She won, spelling a word hardly one anyone's ever heard of.
Get up, huh? G-U-E-T-A-P-E-N-S, get a pump.
And with that, Snigdha Nandapandi won the National Spelling Bee on ESPN. She's a 14-year-old from San Diego. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
Guys, urinating frequently, interrupted sleep, intimacy issues? Yes, it could be your prostate. Right now, you can try Prosterix, the gold standard in prostate supplements, for free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. The proprietary formula in Prosterix contains more proven ingredients for prostate health than the leading brand. Order your free bottle of Prosterix today. Just call 888-773-0299, 888-773-0299, or visit ptx1.com, ptx1.com.
Imagine the media with no conservatives allowed. That's what we had before Rush. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
We're here asking people what they love about Subway restaurants.
Just one? That's tough.
There are so many things.
I love the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
It's all the great low-fat sandwiches.
Can't beat seven meals under 450 calories. The toughest decision is which one I'm having today.
Was that really Jared?
I'm inspired by Jared all these years, and he still keeps the weight off.
I love the way I feel about eating at Subway restaurants.
Ham! I love the Black Forest ham.
It's about making great choices.
Subway restaurants is a choice I can feel good about.
I love how easy Subway restaurants makes it to eat better.
450 calorie or less meals really helps me stay on track with my goals.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or wheat bread prepared according to standard recipe without cheese or condiments that contain fat. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information for a limited time at participating locations only. No substitutions, excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-861-0620. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-861-0620. 1-800-861-0620. 1-800-861-0620.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. McClellan with Texas A&M Physicians and Dr. Drew about our health and wellness. If you have an idea for the show we'd love to include it on the air, send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
WTAW News Time, 607, 66 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the lower 90s, but it's feeling pretty good out there right now. Very low humidity, winds kind of out of the north, but pretty calm right now, too. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news, brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary with Carol Burnett, Ray Benson, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, and much more. Visit mscopus.org. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Florida man who recently moved to Bryan will be returning to the Sunshine State. That's after 30-year-old Sean Baxter was arrested for capital murder. Officer John Agnew says they were assisting authorities from the Tampa area.
The subject was located at that residence. He was cooperative with the detectives, and subsequently he was placed under arrest for that warrant and booked at the Brazos County Jail.
Kevin Dahl of the Pasco County Sheriff's Office says Baxter is accused of killing his four-month-old daughter last December.
His daughter, at 2 months old at the time, was in obvious medical distress. She was placed in the hospital. She died about 2 months later. The medical examiner's autopsy determined that she died from blunt force trauma to the head.
While awaiting extradition, Baxter's being held without bond. A College Station man is now out of jail on bonds totaling $277,000 following three arrests over the last year and a half on 10 crimes. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Willie Griffin Jr.'s latest release on Wednesday followed getting his request to reduce bonds on his latest arrest from $825,000 to $105,000. Griffin was arrested in March, accused of aggravated kidnapping and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He was later charged with evidence tampering in a case that resulted in a jail employee losing her job. On July 9th, Griffin's 41st birthday, he's scheduled to go on trial on six charges from two other arrests, where he had bonds posted totaling another $172,000. In those cases, he's accused of sexual contact with a child, family assault, and unlawful restraint. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
From shaking hands in front of the Brazos Center on Election Day, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is back in Washington.
Probably the biggest bill we're going to take up this week is the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Appropriations bills. As you know, we passed what we're supposed to do, which the Senate doesn't do, but what we're doing in the House, we're going to try to pass 12 appropriations bills to fund 12 parts of the government and then send those to the Senate and hopefully come back to conference. Anyway, the military VA bill is the second appropriations bill in the normal appropriations cycle.
Flores says he's not worried about the threat of a White House veto after the president's budgets were rejected with no votes from both the House and Senate. There's good news and bad news when it comes to drought conditions in Texas.
The good news is that less than 1% of the state is in the worst form of drought. Now, the bad news is that 97% is at least abnormally dry.
The past couple of weeks as a whole have been kind of dry across the state, so we're seeing the unusually dry categories starting to spread, and so some areas that have gotten out of drought are threatening to get back in it.
State climatologist John Nielsen Gaumann says we've had some decent rain recently in West Texas. At the same time, the state as a whole has been running dry, and May was supposed to be the wettest month of the year. He says overall it's a better picture than this time last year, and hopefully we won't see near the crop failures and cattle problems we saw last summer. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Retail gas prices in Texas have continued their tumble, slipping 7 cents this week. AAA Texas on Thursday reported the average price at the pump is now $3.44 a gallon. The nationwide price for gasoline declined 6 cents to settle at $3.62 a gallon. The association survey found that Amarillo has the cheapest gas in Texas at $3.35 a gallon. The most expensive is in El Paso at the nationwide average of $3.62. And the last day of school brought the arrest of a teacher in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
32-year-old Colleyville Middle School band director John McDaniel is accused of sexting and emailing a 15-year-old girl.
She was a student of his, I believe, last school year.
Grapevine Police Sergeant Robert Everling says McDaniel is facing a charge of online solicitation of a minor and a charge of having an improper relationship with a student, even though police don't have evidence right now that there was anything physical.
The information that we're getting is that it was just more or less just sexting.
The Grapevine Colleyville School District is working with police to figure out if there might have been other victims. McDaniel is on administrative leave. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 611, 66 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news is brought to you by MSC Opus. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woomon, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
It's 612. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Somewhat cooler air gets a chance to work its way into the region, but that'll disappear as we head through the weekend. It'll be partly to mostly sunny today and 85 to 90. Tonight, partly cloudy near 70. Sunshine and warm tomorrow, 89 to 94. Tomorrow night, a few clouds here and there, lows near 75. Sunday, abundant sunshine, warm, highs 89 to 94 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the city of Mumford is loving the cities of Bryan and College Station. It was a great scene in Mumford over 2 days. And congratulations to both teams and good luck to the A&M Consolidated Tigers. They are moving on to state after beating Bryan 3-1 yesterday in game two. We'll talk about that and more baseball as the NCAA regional starts at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park at 12:35 this afternoon. Got that? More coming up in sports.
That's it, and we'll have the news conference that'll be held this morning by the executive director of the Mumford Convention and Visitors Bureau. Yeah. They're building a new Sheraton there. I think, because of that.
That's right.
Sheraton,
that's
hell, right. It's a Four Seasons. What are you talking about? Yeah, exactly. For the teams that come in.
Yeah.
Worked out well.
Yes, it did.
Good. You didn't have to travel as far then, did you?
No, I didn't, and didn't have to stay late.
Yeah. When did they make that call?
Yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it was early afternoon, I guess it was. Yeah.
Late morning, early afternoon.
I guess they got the word out. Did you see any people that had driven to Brenham and then moved, hustled over to Mumford when there was nobody there?
My friend, if they did, they were SOL. They were simply out of luck by the time they got to Mumford because that place was packed probably a good hour before start time.
Wow.
There were more people there when I got there yesterday than there were at the same time out before the first pitch the day before.
Yeah.
And it was, once again, just an electric atmosphere. So
yeah, I think with the Twitterverse and social media, if somebody did, they were pretty disconnected.
Right. I'm sure, I guess both schools were in school yesterday, right?
So No. Brian is out.
Brian's been out for a week.
Oh, Brian's out. Okay. Yeah.
Yesterday was the last day for College Station.
Oh, so they had to get the word out other ways than announcing over the PA.
Again, again.
Yeah, I'm sure they
with
did.
With this thing called Twitter.
These cell phones. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So a number of sources report that someone has used the White House's We the People website to start a petition asking to create a do not kill list.
Hmm.
Now, we all know about do not call, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of us have signed up for that, and it's been reasonably successful against I said reasonably.
Yeah, okay.
You know, successful against telemarketers. But this follows a New York Times report that every week or so, a bunch of people from NSA, that's the National Security
Agency.
Yeah.
It's not association.
Right, yeah. They get together and, well, they flip through some PowerPoint slides and then they recommend to the president who should be killed next. Then the president, who, I don't know if you remember, he won a Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah. Then he apparently personally approves the names on the kill list.
Really?
Yeah. These are people who can, and again, I don't think it's anybody from around here. I think it basically has to do with those who would
wish harm upon us as a nation.
Wish harm upon us in other parts of the world, because basically drones are supposed to be the way that's taken care of. But, I mean, if you need a reason to wake up today and be happier, chances are pretty dang good you're not on this week's Do Not Kill list. So, or you are on the list of Do Not Kill. You're not on the list.
Yeah, that's the list you want to be on.
Yeah, that's
right.
True. So, there you go. We got that happening. And the reason that I'm looking, I didn't get a Florida story this morning.
That's oh, really?
The
morning's young.
Well, it is. I suppose we'll probably have an opportunity for that later. A company in England has made a type of candy that intentionally has a bad taste. The ice creamists in London are manufacturing a gun-shaped lollipop.
Oh, well, yeah, because that's what you want, is you want to stick a gun in your mouth.
Sure. That is a mixture of holy water and absinthe.
Oh.
Good.
Fluorescent green lollipop. It's called the Bad Taste Lolly.
Well, they're out front about it.
Well, again, yeah. Advertising.
And it costs $30, so.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, but it has absinthe.
Yeah, I would think so.
Not cheap.
That's
kind of nasty.
Like gold, you know.
I'd rather have gold. Info.
Mason.
Perfect situation. Something else. I'll just go with gold.
Gold?
Yeah,
gold.
I'm good with gold.
Don't even need the holy water.
No,
just
no.
Gold.
Yeah.
Just to get you, took a train, a
plane, a bus. You're gonna find this. Wouldn't holy water leak if it's holy?
No, I don't.
Don't go there.
No reason.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express, or call 979-703-7987. Nutrition.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And happy June, everybody. We made it to June the 1st. And happy birthday to you.
I didn't even know that today is Hazelnut Cake Day.
Shut the front door.
I've never even heard of hazelnut cake.
Oh.
Have you guys heard of hazelnut
cake? Do you do hazelnuts anything other than hazelnut-flavored coffee?
Yeah.
There's some.
Yeah, you do it in cake, obviously.
Yeah, no, candy. Yeah. There's candy.
Huh?
Yeah, there's candy with hazelnuts, with hazelnut and chocolate. But now, since it's the beginning of the month,
yeah,
it's also International Men's Month, so we get a whole month to
lazy and slumming.
I was going to say to sit around and scratch.
Oh, yeah. Only this month.
International Surf Music Month.
Really?
Oh, you mean like the Beach Boys?
Yeah. And Jan and Dean, huh? Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah. Then we have Children's Awareness Month. Please be aware that you have, if you have children in your
be
home.
Be aware that there's children.
The 11,
yes,
the
right,
other 11
right.
months.
But only the children you like.
Well, yeah.
Right.
They can run roughshod the other 11 months, but at least be aware of them for the month of June. It's also Dairy Month. It's National Safety Month, so only be safe this month. Okay. Uh-huh. It's also National Accordion Awareness Month.
All right. Yes, I don't have an accordion anymore.
Well, I understand.
I used to.
Don't you think that most people who have one know
that they're aware of one? Yeah,
I got one. Yeah.
Somewhere.
I have friends that have an accordion hanging on their wall way up high in their main living room.
That it's could be dangerous.
Part of their decor.
Do they live in a Chili's? What is that?
No, they just live in one of these places that likes to hang a lot of stuff on the walls.
Places like that.
Eclectic.
So, yeah.
And right. June is also, and I can't imagine, we didn't even know this was coming up, and I didn't get you guys a card. I'm sorry. June is Goat Trauma Awareness Month.
Oh, don't traumatize your goats.
Intended to promote the widespread knowledge of the dangers of goat trauma.
Are these like when they freeze?
Well,
those are the fainting goats.
The fainting goats, yeah.
That's just a breed unto itself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine who raises goats, and every once in a while he traumatizes one and we eat it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Traumatizes it with possibly something that moves a projectile at a high rate of speed?
I'm not sure how he does it.
Okay. So. Also, we'll have to check and see if the Childhood Goat Trauma Foundation in their national tours coming to a city near us, but in the meantime.
Is the goat dead before you eat it or just traumatized, do you know?
we're not some sort of cult.
Okay.
Lord.
Let's move on to birthdays.
Let's do that.
Morgan Freeman is 75 years old today. Certainly one of the best actors around, without a doubt. Andy Griffith's birthday is today. Sheriff Andy turns 86 years old today. From the Rolling Stones, rock guitarist Ron Wood turned 65 years old.
The youngster of the group.
There you go. And, you know, one of his biggest fans is Pat Boone.
Really?
Sure. 78 Pat Boone is today. Tutti Frutti. That was one of his.
All Rudy.
Yeah.
When
lyrics meant something.
Oh, that's true. Love Letters in the Sand. I guess that was his big hit.
And see, if you ever hear Little Richard, he's always ripping Pat Boone because Tutti Frutti was Little Richard's song.
Exactly, yeah.
But, Chase, there used to be, I don't know if you know this, there used to be a thing called sepia music.
Mm-mm.
That was the nice way to say artists that had dark skin would sing songs.
Oh.
That was called sepia music.
Like sepia tones.
Yes, and sepia music was not played on these radio stations.
On good pop radio stations.
And so, as a result, Pat Boone really kind of launched his career as taking that sepia music, cleaning it up, and there you go.
There you go. Alanis Morissette's birthday is today. She's 38 years old today. And Heidi Klum is 39
Yeah, she's single and looking to mingle now.
Supermodel.
How you doing?
Yeah. Justine Henin, the tennis star, turns 30 years old. And Renee, I'm going to pronounce it right, Aubergina. Well, that's what it says here. Aubergina. He's from Star Trek, Deep Space Nine.
Actually,
you know him if you saw him for sure.
He was the original Father Mulcahy in MASH.
Oh, there you go.
In the movie.
You're right.
Yeah,
absolutely right. Yeah, there you go. And Robert Powell, who played Jesus in Jesus of Nazareth, turned 68 years old today. Also got some more. Jonathan Pryce. He was in Evita and other things. Is 65 years old. Actor Powers Booth is 64.
Has he ever played a normal role?
No, he really hadn't.
Nah.
No.
He's in that. He's in that Real McCoy's thing.
Yes.
Oh
he
no,
is.
I'm sorry. Hatfields
Real McCoy's.
I knew something to do with
playing
McCoy's.
Luke. What's he doing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Ronnie Dunn is 59. He's the one that can sing.
Yeah.
And
nasty.
And Lisa Hartman Black. She's the one who can't sing in that marriage. She's but she looks better. She's 56 years old today. So that's a passel for today.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Dennis Haysbert. He was the president of the United States in 24. Haysbert.
Well,
he does the Allstate commercials
now.
That's right. He's 57. Leave it to Beaver. Beaver is 63 years old today. Jerry Mathers.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Justin Long from the TV ads is 33 years old tomorrow.
Wayne, you think he'll be celebrating with Martin Short? Long and short of it.
Yeah.
There you go. Wayne Brady is 39 from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And, Zachary Quinto is 34 years old. Stacy Keach, the actor, turned 71. Sally Kellerman, the original Hot Lips from MASH, speaking of MASH, will be 75 years old tomorrow. Dana Carvey is 57 years old.
What?
75 and still calling her Hot Lips.
Yeah. And Marvin Hamlisch is 68 years old tomorrow. That's all I got for tomorrow.
While we're talking about Rolling Stones, Charlie Watts will be 71.
Yeah.
71. Again, that proves that the other guy's younger.
There you go. Coming up on Sunday, Anderson Cooper will be 45 years old.
Yeah, Raphael. He's great.
Yeah, Rafael Nadal is 26 years old, the tennis player.
He's only 26. He's been around like since forever, hasn't he?
Indeed.
He probably has more millions than he has years.
That's right, and still winning. Denise Williams, the singer-songwriter, is 62 years old. And let me see, dead. And that's all I got.
Susan Quatro, remember her? She's 62. And
did they name that razor after her?
Yeah, of course, exactly. Yeah. And who can forget the one, the only, Chuck Barris of the Gong Show.
There you go.
And Sunday. CIA, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or he would have us believe.
Sunday will be 83. And we probably ought to mention an anniversary, because it has impacted a small Central Texas university. On Sunday, that will be the 96th anniversary of the establishment of the ROTC program.
Ah.
Which did make a little difference to that.
Yeah, it did.
Agricultural and mechanical college.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Obama is willing to play this ugly game because he believes it's his only chance of winning. And his record is so awful.
Okay.
So
we've heard that about 3 days in a row, and that's probably enough.
Localities are feeling the pinch. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The community where you live is likely facing fiscal challenges as the economy recovers from the Great Recession. A new report from the Pew Charitable Trust says for the first time in over 30 years, the two key sources of funding for local governments, state aid and property taxes, are falling simultaneously. A job search site says recruiting activity picked up last month. Monster's employment index was up 3% from May of last year and 1% from April. Transportation and warehousing are still seeing strong growth, and things are picking up in the finance and insurance sectors. And SimplyHired.com says the number of job openings listed at its site increased more than 3% in May. Beta testers are getting their hands on Microsoft's newest operating system. The software giant released a nearly complete version of Windows 8 for customers to try. Stock market futures are lower at the moment. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Think of what the president's now had to deal with, the repudiation of his own party members on his attack on Bain Capital. You've got this Cory Booker, and then you got Harold Ford Jr., and then you got Ed Rendell and Dianne Feinstein saying time to move on from attacking Bain. You've got this guy, Arthur Davis, who has now since left office and switched parties from Democrat to Republican, and he's considering a run as a Republican in Northern Virginia. And he posted on his website a statement explaining what he writes about the disagreement with Obama on taxes, health care, and the racial spoil systems the Democrats attempt to exploit each election cycle. I mean, it's like one gift after another.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Stop it. Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, good morning. It's 629 at Brazos Valley. Weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Be up about 92 today, but the north wind is going to make it feel a lot more pleasant out there. 68 for our low temperature tonight, and the winds will be calm. Then tomorrow, we'll be back up to around 93 or so, and we'll stay in the lower 90s, it looks like, all the way through Tuesday. Sorry, no mention of rain in the forecast, and the lows each night will be about 70 or so. Right now, humidity 63%. It's nice because the winds are out of the northeast at 13. Fair skies, and it's 69.
Does achieving success bring happiness, or does being happy help you achieve success? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
GoRadio.com. Explore our worlds.
Happiness. We often think of happiness as the result of something. When we get that job, when we make enough money, or when we get married.
But the truth is that successful life outcomes and circumstances, all those things we just mentioned, account for only about 10% of how happy or unhappy you are. So happiness is something that's a lot more than just simply getting what you want.
Robert Mack, author of the book Happiness from the Inside Out, says another thing that gets in the way of our happiness is what's called the negativity bias.
Which basically means that, by and large, bad tends to get our attention much more than good does, and that's true for evolutionary purposes. I mean, back in sort of caveman days, a frightening bear deserved more of your attention than a bubbling brook or a stream. So it is something that's been handed down to us through genetics, but it's also something that people practice. And so when you practice looking for what's wrong all the time, you become very good at it, and sort of that's what's happened with a lot of us.
What's fascinating is we often think success will bring happiness, but research shows it works the other way. Happiness brings success.
By and large, happy people make about $750,000 more over the course of their life. They experience better health. They actually get married and tend to stay married longer. And when you turn that around and you look at people that are sort of the most successful in life, you'll see that they were happier sort of, early in their life. And that happiness, in an interesting way, is very attractive.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 633, 65 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today in the lower 90s, we'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan, police arrested a new resident on a capital murder charge from Florida. Kevin Dahl of the Pasco County Sheriff's Office says 30-year-old Sean Baxter is accused of striking his daughter when she was 2 months old. The baby died 2 months later.
He wasn't hiding. I understand that he is a sex offender from Manatee County, Florida, and he did register as a sex offender in Texas. I understand he also had a driver's license issued in Texas.
Bryan Police Officer John Agnew says Baxter was picked up without incident.
We were contacted by Pasco County Sheriff's Department in Florida in reference to an agency assist. They asked for us to go look for a subject at an address in Bryan. So two of our detectives went over to 500 block of Tatum Street.
Baxter's being held in Brazos County Jail without bond, awaiting extradition. Unable to get out of jail on bonds totaling $825,000, a College Station man asked a judge for a reduction. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
And the request from Willie Griffin Jr. was granted, slashing nearly 90% of the bond to $105,000. Charges include evidence tampering involving a former jail employee who was his girlfriend, along with aggravated kidnapping and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. When Griffin was arrested in March, he was out on another $172,000 in bonds from arrests 1.5 years ago. In those cases, he's accused of unlawful restraint, family assault, and sexual contact with a child. On those charges, Griffin's scheduled for a jury trial starting July 9th, his 41st birthday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Back in Washington, after spending primary election day at home, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says work continues on next year's federal budget.
In the House, we have passed a reconciliation bill to restore the cuts that were going to be made to the military and to take that from other parts of the budget that have exploded over the last decade or so. I don't know where that's going to go in the Senate, but I'm not optimistic that Harry Reid's going to take it out.
And as for the threat of presidential vetoes,
if you look at the president's budgets, they have been rejected in the House by 414-0 and in the Senate by 99-0. So the president really doesn't have much ground to stand on.
Flores says next year's House budget, nicknamed for Congressman Paul Ryan, calls for less money than last year. With the Texas primary season behind us, politicians are now preparing for the state conventions.
San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro made national news confronting Charles Barkley about the Spurs last week. Next week, he'll be delivering the keynote speech at the state Democratic convention in Houston. In Fort Worth, Republicans will counter with Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. Texas Republican Party Chairman Steve Munisteri sees the upcoming primary runoffs as a financial benefit to this year's convention.
Dude, I might sell some more booths before the runoff for candidates that want to have exposure at the convention.
Both conventions run from June 7th through the 9th. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Leaders of a $3 billion cancer research initiative in Texas are taking a second look at an approved $20 million grant that raised questions about how closely the original proposal was scrutinized. The Cancer Research and Prevention of Texas awarded the so-called incubator grant to MD Anderson in Houston. The state agency accepted MD Anderson's offer this week to have its original application go through review again. Dr. Alfred Gilman was the agency's chief science officer. He criticized the original funding because there was never a review by a separate scientific panel. Gilman wrote his concerns in a letter of resignation earlier this month. And a two-year effort begins today to have San Antonio's old Spanish missions declared the first United Nations World Heritage Site in Texas.
The U.S. Interior Secretary will tour the missions. He has to recommend their nomination to the U.N. Eric Foltz, who's on the local committee, says being a World Heritage Site would put the missions at a whole new level of tourism.
It would draw, untold thousands per year and millions of dollars to San Antonio.
Current World Heritage Sites include the Statue of Liberty and the Grand Canyon. A final decision would be made by the U.N., by 2014. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 637, 65 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Travelers Insurance Company, Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoheim Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance. Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side. us most, we're by your side.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Need a better battery? Get an Interstate battery. Auto technicians recommend Interstate batteries 5 to 1. Interstate batteries power everything from cars, trucks, and motorcycles to boats, RVs, and ATVs. So whether it's for work or for play, depend on an Interstate battery to get you where you need to go. Interstate batteries, outrageously dependable. Make sure your car is ready for the summer heat with a battery check at Interstate Batteries. Call 775-4293 to find a dealer near you. 775-4293.
Hey, let's do some weather at 641. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY.
Cold front that was north and west of the region is pushed through. Somewhat cooler air gets to move in behind it today. We'll have partly to mostly sunny weather. Temperatures are going to be up to about 85 to 90 this afternoon. Tonight's sky is going to have tendency to be partly cloudy, and lows will drop down to about 70. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warm, 89 to 94. Sunshine is with us during the day on Sunday, highs 89 to 94. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, it was Bryan versus Consolidated for the biggest prize that these two teams have ever played for, and it was a great couple of games. Consol won them both, and they're going on to state. We'll hear from Coach Chase Mann, and we'll hear some of the play-by-play from Chase Murphy. A couple of Chases we'll hear from. We'll also talk about Aggie baseball as they start hosting the NCAA Regional this afternoon at 12:35 at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park, and the San Antonio Spurs streak is over.
Oh!
Oklahoma City whooped them last night in OKC to make that series 2-1. We'll talk about that more coming up in sports.
But prior to that, they had won 423 games in a row.
Right. Well, they actually won 20.
Yeah, okay. Yes. But which is, you know, again, that's a lot.
That's what happens when Mac Brown is your coach.
Yeah. That's right. Well, and you get all the good running backs. And
there you go. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, back in the White House yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I missed it, and then I saw some little clips, and I wanted to see the whole thing, so I went to C-SPAN online and saw the whole thing last night.
And somebody at C-SPAN said, hey, we got one hit.
Wait a minute. Wait, somebody's watching. Everybody behave. Somebody's watching.
Yeah, but there was a pretty good joke writing in that.
Well, first, you know, the sitting president, for his part, you know, I was glad he thanked him for being there. And then he launched into, we didn't know how bad the economy was until we'd been here for a while. Great. Why did you? Yeah.
Well, that was a little backhanded.
You think?
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah.
I mean.
But he ended up by sort of wrapping it up by saying he wanted to thank the Bushes for making the transition
from
that lousy economy so easy.
Yeah, for his staff.
Oh, yeah. It was a little awkward, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. So here's George.
Yeah.
I am pleased that my portrait brings an interesting symmetry to the White House collection. It now starts and ends with a George W.
He's liking it.
When the British burned the White House, as Fred mentioned, in 1814, Dolly Madison famously saved this portrait of the first George W. Now, Michelle.
Yeah.
If anything happens, there's your man.
Yeah. He was pointing over to his portrait, of course. So. But the best line that he had in the whole thing was when he said, Mr. President, I know that when you're walking, but do you have that one?
No,
when
go ahead.
Mr. President, I know that when you're walking the halls trying to make the deep decisions that the president has to make, you'll look at this portrait of me.
When you're wandering these halls,
there we go.
As you wrestle with tough decisions, you will now be able to gaze at this portrait and ask, what would George do?
And Laura, for her part, she said, I'm sure you know nothing makes a house a home like having portraits of its former occupants staring at you.
Yeah.
So, you know, they
it was a good time.
They did. They tried to make it fun.
I think it's pretty safe to say they don't miss the gig.
No, I don't think so.
No,
That's probably not.
And 41 was there, and Barbara was there. 41 was in a wheelchair, but you know, it's a long way to walk, you know, going down that hall to the East Room and all of that. But they were both there, and both the twins were there. And so, you know, it was a good time for the Bushes.
I'd like to know what the staff thinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That'd
be the story to hear.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't. It'd just make you mad.
Yeah, probably right. But anyway.
Comment.
Well, still, would have been fun. But, yeah you're
probably
right.
Thinking, you know, that guy was silly, but he was a lot of fun. Yeah,
but you're right. They don't miss the gig. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention our buddies at Fox News. My gosh, what a bunch of mozons.
I know a reason, but I want to know the reason you're talking about.
Well, now we need to tick off the reasons.
Well, this was just something I noticed yesterday.
They've got this show called Fox and Friends. It's on in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And it's, you know, three airheads who sit there. And they apparently were going to do a news story about a look back at the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. Well, basically what it ended up being was a four-minute attack video. I mean, a PAC for the Republican Party couldn't have done a better job with their graphics of making this thing nothing but a hit piece on the president. And as a result, and if you want to see it, it's archived at Media Matters, but as a result, they got hit from both the left and the right for doing that, for couching the terms of a news story, really this thing with its cartoon graphics, taking on what had happened during the Obama administration. And, you know, whether you agree or disagree with what the guy's done, you don't do that in the form of a news story with graphics of giant bags of money falling down and people in shopping carts and things like that. It was not very good. Anyway, what did you have?
Well, yours was more journalistic than mine. Mine was just more late to the game than yours. Yesterday, I was watching when the Edwards decision came out, and CNN had it that the judge was sending the jury back to deliberate some more a good 15 minutes before Fox reported that. So yesterday
they didn't happen to, for all the things that they have as breaking news.
Oh yeah. Well, both channels were all over that when the jury came out and said we can't decide. But anyway, it was just late to the game situation there.
Well, and again, of course, you never want to be right there with your competition when a story is happening. Mm-hmm. You just assume, what were they doing? Were they have some was it Neil Cavuto talking about something, and they needed to wait till he had taken a breath before they could break into that? Or
they were running
commercials about AARP or something.
Join Waldenburg Estates, an independent retirement community, for Dining for Wellness Thursday, June 7th at 4 p.m. As a retirement community, we're well known for unmatched hospitality and great food. Let Chef Brian create for you a dinner that combines food that helps enhance memory care. This will be a fantastic dinner that is good for you too. Dining for Wellness, June 7th at 4 p.m. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045. And remember to vote for Waldenburg Estates for the best of the Brazos Valley. Waldenburg Estates, we're living life for less.
Hello, I'm Bruce Forsyth, founder and owner of the Dance Therapy Aquatic and Wellness Center. I came to Bryan College Station in 1999 with a mission to help those looking for relief from life's aches and pains via physical therapy. Through the support of the good physicians and patients of the Brazos Valley, I've been blessed beyond my wildest expectations. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you for choosing Advanced Therapy to assist you on your road to wellness and for voting us Best of the Brazos 2009 and 2010. See what we can do for you online at advancedphysicaltherapy.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds, and
and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment, and supplies. It's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Turf things happen quickly this time of the year. Most of our local lawns in Texas are in the warm season category of grasses, and that means that they do their best growing when temperatures get above 85 degrees. I believe that is happening now. These things are hot to trot. Restore your lawn to perfection. Details after this message. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. It's just $23.95 per year, but you can save even more by buying a big three-year subscription now, just $44.95. This is a very limited time offer, so don't delay. Call. It's less than $15 per year for the magazine that features the finest garden writers in Texas writing about your Texas landscape and your Texas garden. Every word of our magazine pertains to Texas. We're now in our 26th year. I personally will guarantee your satisfaction, or I'll refund every penny. If you're already a subscriber, this is your chance to save the most. 3 years, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, new or renewal, only $44.95. Call today before the price goes up. 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. You may be planting a new lawn this year. This is singly the very best time to get new grass planted. It's warm enough for it to establish quickly and still cool enough you won't have to take weeks off to water it and fan it and baby it along. If you're still trying to consider which grass is best, look at examples around your area. If you have one type in particular that seems to have caught your fancy, ask your turf vendor for a referral. See how it looks a year or two after it's been planted. Bermuda is the time-proven grass for sunny locations, especially where kids and pets will be hard on the grass. There are lots of different types of Bermuda grass. If you have too much shade for the Bermuda, you might try switching over to St. Augustine. Raleigh is the one that is common in much of Texas, Floritam in deep south Texas. The St. Augustine does well in full sun. It will tolerate the shade better than Bermuda grass. Buffalo grass didn't hit the big time like we thought it might because Bermuda takes over it. And so you really have a hard time keeping the Bermuda out. Zoysias are making a lot of inroads. That may be where we head next. If your lawn renovation plans call for changing from one type of turf to another, it usually is best if you spray the old grass with a glyphosate herbicide 10 to 15 days ahead of time. Get rid of it all. Glyphosates are like the original Roundup. There are several brands on the market, but you want a glyphosate-only product. You may have dead areas in your existing lawn. Could be grubworm damage, drought damage, chinch bugs, whatever it is. You're going to need to work the soil up if you plan to sow seed. It really is better if you could dig sod and transplant it in and let it grow and cover. That way you don't have to rototill. You don't have to worry about old grass and new grass side by side. It's all the same grass. By now, most of the broadleaf weeds have probably started to disappear. Winter weeds are going away, but if you have things like dichondra and clover that are still hanging out there, you can use a broadleaf weed killer containing 2,4-D. Probably the worst weed that we get in our lawns now is Dallas grass, D-A-L-L-I-S, Dallas grass, and that's because we have no herbicide that will eliminate it without killing your lawn grass. If you have it in Bermuda or St. Augustine, either hand dig it or very carefully spot treat it with the same glyphosate. And then for nutsedge, probably the product that most people use is Image, applied between May 15 and September 15, two applications 30 days apart. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
It's Friday morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville at 6:53. Let's take a look at sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Congratulations to the A&M Consolidated Tigers and the Bryan Vikings, and good luck to the Tigers in the state championship. Yep, last night in front of another crowd of 2,000-plus at Bienski Stadium in Mumford, the Tigers got the sweep of the best-of-three series and beat the Vikings 3-1 to win the Region 2 title, which they will now take to Round Rock's Dell Diamond on Friday for a state semifinal game. Consol is the only one of the four regionals that's been decided, as the other three will end today or tomorrow. District champion Bryan finishes its best season in 50 years at 29-9. Ford Moore threw six stellar innings for the Tigers, but perhaps his best was the top of the sixth. With a Houdini-type escape, Bryan got two doubles to cut Consol's lead to 3-1, and a Tiger error put Vikings in second and third with no outs. But Moore coached a ground out, a strikeout, and a ground out to end the threat. Moore got the win to go to 10-0 for the year. For a second straight game, Seth Hulbert came on to get the save in the top of the seventh, getting two quick outs and then getting behind the next batter 3-0 before finding his groove.
3-0, the pitch, Culbreth, strike one, caught him looking on that one. I just came right down the pipe on that, anticipating that Culbreth wouldn't be swinging on 3-0. Game ended on a called strike last night. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Culbreth. Called strike two, that one barely caught the corner. And now the count is full with two outs. And Ty Culbreth steps out and now steps back in. Not sure about that pitch. Culbreth delivers. Swing and a miss, and the Tigers of A&M Consolidated are going to the state tournament. Our final score, A&M Consolidated 3, Bryan 1, and the Tigers take the series 2-0.
After the game, Consolidated coach Chase Mann talked to our own Chase Murphy.
How does it feel?
Oh, man, it feels awesome. Relieved, but it feels great. It'll probably sink in. As soon as my adrenaline slows down a little bit, it'll set in, and I'll probably just fall out.
Again, congratulations to both teams, and good luck to the Tigers. We'll let the baseball continue, and it will on West Campus today as the NCAA College Station Regional starts at 12:35 when Ole Miss and TCU go at it at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Then at 6:35 tonight, Dayton will take a shot at top seed Texas A&M. Dayton leads the nation in stolen bases. The Aggies are fourth in the nation in swipes. Michael Wacha will pitch today for the Aggies. He talked about how to control the flyers on the base pass.
I guess what we've seen most is the amount of stolen bases they've gotten. You know, the best way to control that is not even let them on base. And so, you know, we plan on controlling it that way out there on the mound. And, you know, always just going out there throwing strikes and, you know, not giving them any free base runners out there, because that leads to big innings.
We'll be on the air at 6:05 for the pregame radio broadcast. The game will also be available online at ESPN3. Oklahoma City Thunder have put an emphatic end to San Antonio's 20-game winning streak while pulling within 2 games to 1 of the NBA Western Conference Finals. Kevin Durant had 22 points, and the Thunder clobbered the Spurs 102-82 last night in Oklahoma City. Game 4 will be in OKC. That'll be on Saturday. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org. It's Fish Friday at the Tap. Not only do you get to enjoy their usual crawfish, corn, and potatoes, but the Tap is now offering catfish plates, popcorn shrimp po' boys and baskets, fish tacos, and fried fish sandwiches this and every Friday, along with the same great drink specials going on during the boil. Make your dinner plans at the Tap this and every Friday for Fish Friday. The crawfish boil starts around 5:30, but the catfish plates, popcorn shrimp po' boys and baskets, fish tacos, and fried fish sandwiches go on all day. The Tap wants you to party safe. Designate a driver.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station in Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. Our philosophy is simple. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Jayco, Puma, Rockwood, and many more. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station, get a brand new Jayco J-Flight for just $130 a month. Stock number 1437, sell price $13,995, 10% down plus TT&L, 6.99% APR, 144 months with approved credit. Easy to tow, easy on gas, big on family fun for just $130 a month. Sounds like common sense, doesn't it? Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers, or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
Home
homeowners, the search for a capable, easy-to-use tractor is finally over. The John Deere 1 Series Subcompact Tractor is here at Sioux Falls Prater. With tons of attachments that are snap to take on and off, you can do more with less hassle. And with 0% financing for 60 months, you can bring a John Deere 1 Series home for less than you think. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. And remember to vote for Sioux Falls Prater in the best of the Brazos Valley.
I'm going to call it 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be a nice day today, mostly because the winds have shifted around. Northeast, about 13 right now. Look for a high temperature in the lower 90s. No mention of rain all the way through till Tuesday next week. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. How many more Americans found work last month? We'll find out in about a half hour.
Fear of the future makes employers less likely to hire.
That's Michigan State University economist George Ballard. It's predicted 150,000 jobs were created in April, and that unemployment, the rate held steady at 8.1%. More death reported in Syria. Activists claim 11 workers were killed at a factory. This as the UN Human Rights Council meets, considering last week's massacre of women and children. The head commissioner fears a full-out civil war is coming without international intervention. John Edwards is not going to prison after a mistrial. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live.
And contrition, very much a part of John Edwards' post-trial statements.
While I do not believe I did anything illegal or ever thought I was doing anything illegal, I did an awful, awful lot that was wrong.
Those wrongs were at the heart of the government's charges that Edwards used campaign money to support and hide his pregnant mistress. But the jury couldn't agree, acquitting Edwards on one count, failing to reach verdicts on five others. Justice Department sources tell Fox News it is unlikely that Edwards will face a retrial. Dave?
Rich, we've had two storms already, but today hurricane season officially starts in the Atlantic. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Now, Dave, this year the National Hurricane Center says we could have as many as 15 tropical storms, and up to 8 of those might become hurricanes. But spokesman Dennis Feltgen reminds you that it really only takes one storm.
If that one storm hits you, it's a bad year, and that's the one storm you need to be preparing for right now.
And if last year's Hurricane Irene teaches anything, it's that tropical weather can interrupt the lives of people in the Northeast as much as the folks along the southern coast, Dave.
Kevin, President Obama has sent a letter to Poland expressing regret for calling the concentration camps Nazis ran in Poland during World War II as Polish death camps. Poland had demanded an apology. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Guys, urinating frequently, interrupted sleep, intimacy issues? Yes, it could be your prostate. Right now, you can try Prosterix, the gold standard in prostate supplements, for free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. The proprietary formula in Prosterix contains more proven ingredients for prostate health than the leading brand. Order your free bottle of Prosterix today. Just call 888-773-0299, 888-773-0299, or visit ptx1.com, ptx1.com.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three flesh things I have to think about. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. Beats the burn and the bite. Water-resistant 80 minutes uses direct.
Right now at Batteries Plus, it's Bulbapalooza. Just buy $40 worth of light bulbs at Batteries Plus and we'll give you $10 back. Save on compact fluorescents, halogens, LED bulbs, and more. Discover our huge selection of light bulbs and save $10 for every $40 you spend during Bulbapalooza at Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus, the replace it place. Savings after rebate, see store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through June 30th for $10 off your $40 light bulb purchase after rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
For a super spinach boost, try the Subway Oven Roasted Chicken with Spinach, featured $5 footlong of June. It's the classic oven roasted chicken you love with super good superfood spinach on your choice of freshly baked bread, like our famous Italian urban cheese. Add even more flavor with your choice of our signature sauces. Don't wait, because this June only, the oven roasted chicken with spinach joins our many $5 footlongs. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Oh, that Subway sub looks good. Can I have some?
Ooh, it's got avocado.
I want some.
Maybe you guys should rock, paper, scissors for it.
Okay, cool.
All right.
One, two, three, shoot.
Oh.
I won.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, you ate it all?
Sorry, you guys were taking too long.
Get your own Subway turkey and bacon avocado. Yes, avocado. The rich, smooth superfood. Or add it to your favorite sub today. It's avocado season. Only at Subway.
Limited time only. Participation may vary.
Hello, I'm Bruce Forsyth, founder and owner of Advanced Therapy Aquatic and Wellness Center. I came to Bryan College Station in 1999 with a mission to help those looking for relief from life's aches and pains via physical therapy. Through the support of the good physicians and patients of the Brazos Valley, I've been blessed beyond my wildest expectations. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you for choosing Advanced Therapy to assist you on your road to wellness and for voting us Best of the Brazos 2009 and 2010. See what we can do for you online at advancedphysicaltherapy.com.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. With us baby boomers ripening, I'm noticing getting out of the car is getting to be more of a challenge. I'm not ready for a turning seat to get out of my truck yet, but it seems like I'm looking down both of the barrels. If you or someone you know is looking for options for getting in and out of their vehicle, visit our website at yourmobilitysolutions.com. Come see us on Highway 21 outside Wixon Valley, Texas, or call us at 979-589-2005.
Well, of course, it's First Friday tonight in downtown Bryan. Weather ought to be great. Make sure that you stop by Downtown Uncorked. Downtown Uncorked on 26th Street. It's laid back. It's really nice. Comfy chairs and couches for you to sit, chat with your friends, or meet some new friends, kind of like your own living room. Now, tonight it's going to be busier because it is one of the focal points when the First Friday's going on, and especially since Art Step is tonight. But understand this, you'll always find over 100 bottles of wine starting at $5 a glass. They have 20 craft and domestic beers, plus they have some appetizers and desserts, and they have pizza as well. But you'll find specials every day. On Tuesday, it's pizza and wine for $10. Wednesday is Women Gone Wine, where you get 20% off the entire menu. Thursday is Big Bottle Night, where the staff opens up a bottle of $45 and up wine. And then, of course, the weekend flights get started on Thursdays as well. They usually have Friday night flights as well, and then on Saturday they have weekend specials. And on the first Sunday, it's jazz. So this is a big weekend, always first weekend of the month at Downtown Uncorked. If you have not been there, then you want to learn more about the wine that you like or other wines that are similar to it, remember that they have sommeliers there who really can answer your questions. So check them out on Facebook. See all the specials. Tonight, it's a different kind of an atmosphere. It's kind of a more electric atmosphere. Usually, they're fairly laid back there, but tonight, it will be packed. It'll be the happening place to be. That is Downtown Uncorked. Live fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
WTAW News Time, 707, 66 degrees right now at the studios on our way to a high today in the lower to mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Florida man who recently moved to Bryan will be returning to the Sunshine State. That's after 30-year-old Sean Baxter was arrested for capital murder. Officer John Agnew says they were assisting authorities from the Tampa area.
The subject was located at that residence. He was cooperative with the detectives, and subsequently he was placed under arrest for that warrant and booked at the Brazos County Jail.
Kevin Dahl of the Pasco County Sheriff's Office says Baxter's accused of killing his four-month-old daughter last December.
His daughter, at 2 months old at the time, was in obvious medical distress. She was placed in the hospital. She died about 2 months later. The medical examiner's autopsy determined that she died from blunt force trauma to the head.
While awaiting extradition, Baxter is being held in the Brazos County Jail without bond. A College Station man is now out of jail on bonds totaling $277,000 following three arrests over the last year and a half on 10 crimes. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Willie Griffin Jr.'s latest release on Wednesday followed getting his request to reduce bonds on his latest arrest from $825,000 to $105,000. Griffin was arrested in March, accused of aggravated kidnapping and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He was later charged with evidence tampering in a case that resulted in a jail employee losing her job. On July 9th, Griffin's 41st birthday, he's scheduled to go on trial on six charges from two other arrests where he had bonds posted totaling another $172,000. In those cases, he's accused of sexual contact with a child, family assault, and unlawful restraint. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
From shaking hands in front of the Brazos Center on Election Day, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is back in Washington.
Probably the biggest bill we're going to take up this week is the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Appropriations Bills. As you know, we passed what we're supposed to do, which the Senate doesn't do, but what we're doing in the House, we're going to try to pass 12 appropriations bills to fund 12 parts of the government and then send those to the Senate and hopefully come back to conference. Anyway, the military VA bill is the second appropriations bill in the normal appropriations cycle.
Flores says he's not worried about the threat of a White House veto after the president's budgets were rejected with no votes from both the House and Senate. There's good news and there's bad news when it comes to drought conditions in Texas.
The good news is that less than 1% of the state is in the worst form of drought. Now, the bad news is that 97% is at least abnormally dry.
The past couple of weeks as a whole have been kind of dry across the state, so we're seeing the unusually dry categories starting to spread, and so some areas that have gotten out of drought are threatening to get back in it.
State climatologist John Nielsen Gailman says we've had some decent rain recently in West Texas. At the same time, the state as a whole has been running dry, and May was supposed to be the wettest month of the year. He says overall it's a better picture than this time last year, and hopefully we won't see near the crop failures and cattle problems we saw last summer. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
United Airlines is cutting 1,300 jobs and cutting flights to Houston after it lost a fight to keep Southwest Airlines from adding international flights in the nation's fourth largest city. United had warned of the job cuts if city council voted to allow Southwest to add international flights at Houston's Hobby Airport. That vote happened on Wednesday. United's biggest hub is Bush Intercontinental Airport. It says that should be the only airport with international flights in Houston. United says connecting traffic will be hurt if Southwest adds international flights, and the airline contends that means it needs to cut Houston flights by 10%. The cuts begin this fall, even though Southwest's international flights from Houston don't start for 3 more years. And San Antonio bills itself as Military City USA, and dozens of agencies and government offices have gathered there to plan how to deal with a flood of Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans returning to the city.
From post-traumatic stress to major disabilities, Dennis Noel of the San Antonio Area Foundation says every aspect of the city's life is going to have to adjust to meet the unique needs of these returning veterans.
We have a need for buses. We have a need for guide dogs. We have a need for people's homes to be redone.
Noel says doctors will have to be aware of the unique physical needs of veterans, and police, prosecutors, and families will have to bone up on how to recognize and deal with PTSD. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 712, 67 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwerneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwerneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwerneman Flooring today.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
There is now even more time to shop the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center. Get huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event, now extended for a limited time. Rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99% on legendary Sportsmen, powerful Rangers, and razor-sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry to Polaris Fun Center before the Polaris XP sales event is over. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where we sell fun, not tractors.
Start the music.
We want you. Without you, the world is not the same. Yes, we are talking to you. You who is not afraid to get your hands dirty. You who makes the world run better. You pipe fitters, plumbers, mechanics, and drivers. We are AggielandHelpWanted.com. And we need you! It's a little loud. Skilled laborers of all kinds, we love you. Fireworks! AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on heart muscle, increase strength and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Get to Complete Nutrition for the best products at the best prices.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Somewhat cooler air gets a chance to work its way into the region, but that'll disappear as we head through the weekend. It'll be partly to mostly sunny today and 85 to 90. Tonight, partly cloudy near 70. Sunshine and warm tomorrow, 89 to 94. Tomorrow night, a few clouds here and there, lows near 75. Sunday, abundant sunshine, warm, highs 89 to 94 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, we ended the month talking about baseball. We're starting the month talking about baseball, and hopefully we'll be talking about it the rest of June. A&M Consolidated Tigers are going to the state Final Four after beating Bryan last night, and the Aggies start the regional today. We'll talk about that, some NBA, and more coming up in sports.
Okay, so when do we start packing to move to New York City? Because, you know, as we mentioned yesterday, you'll be able to move to New York City and live forever.
That's right.
That's funny because, you know, Rush was saying that there's been an exodus of, I think the number that he gave earlier this week was 3 million people.
Yeah, I think it's statewide. It's not just
That was just it. He couldn't remember if it was statewide or citywide, but had left, I guess, in as you said, the state of New York over the last 10 years.
Yeah, we were talking about that at the house. And, you know, the deal is a lot of those people are people who have money.
Yeah, because they want to keep it.
Right. They don't want to be paying. And, you know, Rush is one of those people. He basically has moved to Florida. And, of course, there are some other people who have left who don't have jobs. But nonetheless, no matter who they are, they probably were paying into the tax base.
I love one of the examples of the states to which they had fled.
Yeah.
One was Texas, but another one was Kentucky.
Huh?
Kentucky?
Well, they ran out of gas going to Texas.
Is that it?
No, that's what
Kentucky.
Happened.
Well, anyway,
it's the bluegrass state.
You know,
where are you from? I'm from the Bronx. You know,
Bronx. Yeah, yeah. Okay, be fine here in the holler. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
Yeah, some guy in Bug Tussle, Kentucky.
Yeah, and it's not as noticeable now as the last time there was flight actually from the Rust Belt down here into the Sun Belt, and I can remember talking to a real estate agent saying, you know, somebody pulled up in an old small, whatever the small size Ford truck is with the camper on the back.
The Ranger.
Yeah. It's a Saturday afternoon. Got the two agents in the office. And then,
they start fighting over who has to take it.
Said, yeah, all right, go ahead. You know. And this agent happened to be the one who had done that. And they go out and they find a house. And, again, this story is from the last time that this happened, which is like 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they go out and they find a, you know, okay house. It's about, back then, about $115,000. And they said, okay, well, we'll close, and we got the money in the bank. Huh? Do what? You're not going to have to finance it? No, we got the money in the bank.
We got cash.
That's it. They sold their house up there, and they moved down here where housing was less expensive. Everything was less expensive. And it's still happening to some extent. It's not as wide a gap as it used to be. But, again, if you're in New York and you're having to pay the taxes up there, this is an okay place. I mean, property taxes are higher here than they are up there, but we don't have that income tax thing going on, you know. So, but anyhow, this has nothing to do with taxes. This has to do with the fact that they're going to protect you from yourself.
Exactly. If you bring a 64-ounce cup into a restaurant, do you get arrested?
No, you can't do that.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Can you
bring your own cup, in other words?
They'd put you up against the wall if you brought it in, I guess.
Think about all the Slurpee cups that have to be shipped out. All the 7-Elevens are going to have to get rid of those big gulps. I mean, it's... What will we do? They have unveiled a plan that would ban the sale of any cup or bottled sweetened water drink that's bigger than 16 ounces. Now, wait a minute. I got it. What if you buy two? I mean, you could buy two, couldn't you? Are they going to start limiting you? I'm sorry, sir. You can't buy two 12-ounce drinks. That would be 24 ounces, and that's against the law.
But seriously, I mean, how can the government tell a restaurant what size cups to use?
Thus the question. I believe that would be a question that,
yes,
that does need to be answered. How can you tell me that I can't do that?
They've got to prove that over 16 ounces causes,
yeah,
you know, the same malady that cigarette smoking does,
now,
I guess.
What's interesting is the ban exempts diet drinks, fruit juices, milkshakes. Because, you know, milkshakes are just ultra healthy. You know that.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Get you a chocolate milkshake. I mean, that's healthy. And, of course, as you mentioned yesterday, Chase, alcoholic beverages aren't.
Well, yeah, hey, let's not.
Let's
now you've gone to meddling.
Yeah,
that's right.
Don't be crazy
that's
about
right.
this.
A mug of beer is a mug of beer.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. You know, that's part of the problem with all these Yankees coming down here is they bring these, shall we say, socialist tendencies with them, and they vote.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's true.
Yeah, the caller brings up a good point. I mean, because I thought about that as that discussion was being had, you know, that, you know, it changes the landscape of because even though they may want to hang on to their money, they also want to hang on to their politics.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and that's fine, but it's something that it's almost kind of like an elephant in the room. You don't want to talk about it, but you kind of have to. You know, that there's a big difference between a New York Republican and a Texas Republican.
Very true. Well, and consider, you know, when Bill Clements was elected governor, which was about 1980 or something like that.
78th first time.
Okay, all right. You know, how many people who voted for Bill Clements had not lived in Texas for 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thus Texas started to swing into the Republican direction. Well, now Dallas is a liberal city compared mm-hmm. to what it used to be. I mean, this used to be the bastion of conservatism, and now you look at that. And, well, we already know about Austin, but as we get to have larger metropolitan areas, quite often they become more liberal. And yes, it is changing the landscape of politics, and so it's something to be concerned about. So the first time they start talking about, I can't go buy my ginormous drink here in Texas, we're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I mean, again, they're just floating this up as a trial balloon, and as you know, Bortz is calling him Doomberg. Mayor Doomberg.
That's Rush that calls him.
Oh, is it Rush? Oh, I thought it was Bortz. Okay. Hello.
What are they going to do with restaurants that allow you to refill your cup?
Well, see, and that's the other thing there. You know, the refill question.
Yeah.
Well, what they'll do, and I thought about this, you know, if the standard cup size at a restaurant is more than 16 ounces, which I would venture that's probably the case in the vast majority of restaurants.
I think so.
What they're going to have to do now is they're going to have an ice fill line.
Yeah.
That the ice must go up to this level
right.
every
so
time
don't have
so that you don't have more than 16 ounces of sugar, of sugary fat liquid in there.
Hello.
Hello,
go ahead.
I've been saying for years that we welcome all of our brethren from all around the country moving in here, but they can't vote for 10 years till they get their mind right.
I like that.
I believe that is the definition of disenfranchisement.
Yes, sirree. I believe that is a good idea. Well, the other thing is now movie theaters feel like they're going to be hurt by this.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know.
That's how they make their money.
Yeah.
You
okay.
know.
Is that how they do that?
Well,
okay.
Yeah, on the concessions.
But I mean,
so you know what they're going to do? The 16 ounce is still going to cost as much as the 89 ounce
does right now. That's what I'm thinking is they'll find a way to make that work economically.
And I thought about the poor people in New York City yesterday as I stopped and grabbed a 44 ounce cup and put just a little bit of ice in the bottom and just sat there and watched it fill.
Yeah, just filled mm-hmm. it with any dang thing you wanted.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it was a diet beverage, but at the same time. You know?
Yeah. Scott, I know what you're about to say, but movie theaters don't really give free refills of drinks
anymore. They don't? Okay.
No, they figured out they were losing money on that deal. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no,
popcorn,
they weren't making as much. They ain't losing money.
Yeah,
we
popcorn
know
they do, but drinks they don't.
Because that cup of drink, that cost them about 4 cents.
Right.
So they're not losing money. Hey, so now, do you have the National Spelling Bee winner thingy deal word stuff?
No, not handy. No.
Okay. Well, okay.
I'm about to have to go anyway.
Yeah, I know you are. Okay. So we'll do that in the other half hour. See if we can.
See if I can dig that up for you.
All right. Spell any of those words. That'll be really neat. Mark Zuckerberg cutting corners. I guess taking that $5 billion hit there in the stock market is taking its toll.
What, he cut his honeymoon short or what?
Daily Mail spotted him eating yesterday in Rome at McDonald's with his bride Priscilla. Think he told her, hey, we're going to have to start cutting corners a little bit. Not going to be able to live the high life anymore, so go in here to McDonald's.
She's
and
checking
that.
That prenup. Yeah. See how much she gets from an annulment.
Exactly right. Okay. Yeah. Also, in the meantime,
this ne'er-do-well. Why not marry him?
Yeah. Queen Elizabeth and hubby Prince Philip apparently sightseeing yesterday in Liverpool, England. They were on the Yellow Duck Marine.
Ah.
You know, which is, I think, probably they go around to different Beatles haunts there in Liverpool. That was the Queen. The Queenie was doing that.
I saw a picture of her looking through the sights of a machine gun, I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a Michael Dukakis moment.
It really was. But I guess Queen can do anything.
Hey, just make sure she doesn't know where the trigger is.
Ravens Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
Now we're so much more.
Not only will you find the largest selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate flooring, we have a lighting center complete with accessories and a great selection of ceiling fans.
And now you can coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place. We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center, but there's one thing that's not new. At Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center,
we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Right now at Batteries Plus, it's Bulbapalooza. Just buy $40 worth of light bulbs at Batteries Plus, and we'll give you $10 back. Save big on compact fluorescents, halogens, LED bulbs, and more. Save on light bulbs for your office, home, or car. Save on outdoor light bulbs, appliance light bulbs, and even bulbs for heat lamps and emergency lighting. Batteries Plus carries thousands of light bulbs for thousands of items. We specialize in hard-to-find bulbs that others don't carry, and our lighting experts can help you pick the right bulb for anything you're looking to light. Come in and explore our huge selection of light bulbs and save $10 for every $40 you spend. It's like a festival of fluorescence and a Lollapalooza of LEDs. It's Bulbapalooza, right now at Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus. Find the battery or bulb you need to replace at the Replace It place. Savings after rebate. See store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through June 30th for $10 off your $40 light bulb purchase after rebate. Batteries Plus. The Replace It place.
That hit the road bug getting you? Well, I'll tell you what, RV Station's got some solutions for you. In fact, you'll find more than 75 units on the lot for you to have a look at. Names that you know you respect, Keystone and Forest River, Heartland and Jayco. And understand technology has impacted the RV business like so many other things. Stronger, lighter weight, more durable, built to last longer, and quite honestly, to look good longer, because we've seen some older RVs that don't look very good, and that's why the folks at RV Station are careful to choose the names that have quality built into them so that they will give you years and years of service and look great after that, so that if you want to hold on to that for a long time or you want to move up to something else, then it's going to be a great value for you. So whether you're looking for a travel trailer or a fifth wheel, toy hauler or motorized, RV Station has a selection for you. And as an example, a 2012 Jayco J-Flight is a 29-foot trailer that sleeps nine comfortably, priced at only $13,995. And all through this weekend, you'll find some great savings to find your dream RV because, quite honestly, compared to the Houston dealerships, the overhead's less in Bryan College Station. So you take advantage of that by getting a savings. Give them a look at 2815 East Earl Rudder Freeway. The website, if you want to shop online first, is rvstationonline.com. But if you're ready to hit the road and have that vacation your way, that's RV Station. Again, 2815 Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High temperature today, probably going to be around 92 or so. Do that for the next couple of days. It'll warm up a little bit, but we're not going to be having those blistering temperatures that we were kind of feeling earlier. More importantly, we're not going to have the heat index that we had earlier this week. Right now, really pleasant because we have north winds out there and keeps the humidity down and makes it kind of pleasant to be out there. But anyhow, no mention of rain. That's the unfortunate part in the forecast all the way through Tuesday. Currently, we have 66% relative humidity, winds from the northeast at 12, fair skies, and we're looking at 69.
Because you can't choose when your kids get sick, UPA announces new evening and weekend hours. Now, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, UPA offers a walk-in clinic after work from 5 until 7. No appointment is necessary, and your child will receive the very best in pediatric care from one of UPA's Texas Monthly Super Doctors. Weekend hours now begin at 7:30 on Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday. For more information, call 696-4440 or follow us on Facebook at UPA.com. Docs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
David Corn Silk, a member of the Cherokee Nation, is leading a group of Native Americans who want Massachusetts Democrat Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren to come clean. The group even has a website, Cherokees Demand Truth from Elizabeth Warren. A little backstory. 2011, Obama crony Warren set up the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is yet another government agency at making life tougher for business, under the guise of helping consumers. Obama handpicked her for the Ted Kennedy Senate seat in Massachusetts. Even though that seat's now held by Republican Scott Brown, Democrats believe it's theirs. Now, recently, we learned that Elizabeth Warren claimed to be a Native American while at Harvard because supposedly she has high cheekbones. And supposedly her mom told her that she had Cherokee high cheekbones. And then an old marriage announcement was supposedly discovered, which was never made public. Warren said it confirmed that she was 132nd Indian. Corn Silk and the other Cherokees aren't buying. They say that they've done their own research. Warren speaks with forked tongue.
Yeah.
It's impossible for her to be 132nd Native. As for her family stories, Corn Silk says, well, my mom called me David Crockett when I was little because my name is David. But that doesn't mean I'm related. Now, the Warren campaign is ignoring the Cherokees. They hope the truth will be buried, and the pale-faced, high-cheekboned Elizabeth Warren, also known as Chief Spouting Bull, can finally put this thing to bed in her teepee, I guess.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone-balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 732, 67 degrees right now at the studios. Mostly sunny skies today with a high in the lower 90s. Pretty pleasant this morning because we're starting off in the 60s with some low humidity and a slight northerly breeze. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan police arrested a new resident on a capital murder charge from Florida. Kevin Dahl of the Pasco County, Florida Sheriff's Office says 30-year-old Sean Baxter is accused of hitting his daughter in December when she was 2 months old. The baby died 2 months later.
I understand that he is a sex offender from Manatee County, Florida, and he did register as a sex offender in Texas. I understand he also had a driver's license issued in Texas.
Bryan Police Officer John Agnew says Baxter was picked up without incident.
We were contacted by Pasco County Sheriff's Department in Florida in reference to an agency assist
They asked for us to go look for a subject at an address in Bryan. So two of our detectives went over to 500 block of Tatum Street.
Baxter's being held in Brazos County Jail without bond, awaiting extradition. Unable to get out of jail on bonds totaling $825,000, a College Station man asked a judge for a reduction.
And the request from Willie Griffin Jr. was granted, slashing nearly 90% of the bond to $105,000. Charges include evidence tampering involving a former jail employee who was his girlfriend, along with aggravated kidnapping and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. When Griffin was arrested in March, he was out on another $172,000 in bonds from arrests 1.5 years ago. In those cases, he's accused of unlawful restraint, family assault, and sexual contact with a child. On those charges, Griffin's scheduled for a jury trial starting July 9th, his 41st birthday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Back in Washington, after spending primary election day at home, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says work continues on next year's federal budget.
In the House, we have passed a reconciliation bill to restore the cuts that were going to be made to the military and to take that from other parts of the budget that have exploded over the last decade or so. I don't know where that's going to go in the Senate, but I'm not optimistic that Harry Reid's going to take it out.
And as for the threat of presidential vetoes,
if you look at the president's budgets, they have been rejected in the House by 414-0 and in the Senate by 99-0. So the president really doesn't have much ground to stand on.
Flores says next year's House budget, nicknamed for Congressman Paul Ryan, calls for less money than last year. With the Texas primary season behind us, politicians are now preparing for the state conventions.
San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro made national news confronting Charles Barkley about the Spurs last week. Next week, he'll be delivering the keynote speech at the state Democratic convention in Houston. In Fort Worth, Republicans will counter with Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. Texas Republican Party Chairman Steve Munisteri sees the upcoming primary runoffs as a financial benefit to this year's convention.
Dude, I might sell some more booths before the runoff for candidates that want to have exposure at the convention.
Both conventions run from June 7th through the 9th. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A Canadian company seeking to build a pipeline to transport crude oil from Canada to Texas refineries has submitted a new application for the southern segment of the project that avoids wetlands near the Gulf Coast. It comes after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency raised concerns the pipeline would impact sensitive wetland habitats in Galveston. TransCanada will drill horizontally under the watershed in some cases. The EPA will not be involved in the review. The controversy over the Keystone XL project has created tensions between the Obama administration and the office of Canada's Prime Minister, Stephen Harper. And one of the biggest headaches for Homeland Security is catching illegal immigrants that were just deported. And now a new plan could cut down on repeat offenders.
Right now, when an illegal immigrant is caught, they're flown to the border and then bussed back across. The U.S. and Mexico are negotiating a deal to fly these offenders year-round deep into the interior. Peter Del Angel, who heads enforcement and removal operations for Homeland Security in South Texas, says it's a good idea.
It could help us alleviate the recidive violators coming back being across the border.
He says the borders are full of the smugglers, so this plan would get criminal aliens away from the bad elements. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:37, 68 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Hey, it's 737, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Cold front that was north and west of the region is pushed through. Somewhat cooler air gets to move in behind it today. We'll have partly to mostly sunny weather. Temperature is going to be up to about 85 to 90 this afternoon. Tonight's sky is going to have tendency to be partly cloudy, and lows will drop down to about 70. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warm, 89 to 94. Sunshine is with us during the day on Sunday, highs 89 to 94. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Exciting times in high school baseball, but A&M Consolidated Tigers are really celebrating this morning as they're moving on to state for the second time in their baseball history. Last time was 22 years ago. We'll talk about the game last night. And, of course, baseball at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park starts today at 12:35 with that NCAA regional. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
So now when they catch illegals, when they catch undocumented human beings, they're going to, the thought is that they're going to now take them into the interior of Mexico rather than just land them near the border and bus them across. Is that basically the gist of that story? So that they're removed from the criminal element, if you will, and as a result, it's like a harder trip for them to get there. And it takes them away from all those people who are, you know, traffickers. So, I mean, are they going to send them to Monterey? Are they going to put them in some, you know, is it going to be just some dusty runway someplace in the middle of Mexico? I guess I'm saying Mexico, maybe someplace else. But, I mean, what how are they going to do that? And, again, who's going to pay for it? And is that money out of our pocket? So, hey, did we find the speller lady? Okay.
I don't know if he's here.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
Okay.
Here's the... The winning spell.
Guet-apens.
Guet-apens.
Now, when I heard that, I thought that meant, is that a child who only knows their mom?
Guet-apens.
Guet-apens.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. Very good.
Sorry.
Way to keep the integrity of the competition.
Guet-apens.
Yeah. Okay.
Guet-apens.
Uh-huh.
Is this French?
It's from French.
Guet-apens.
Yeah.
G... U-E-T-A-P-E-N-S. Guet-apens.
Okay, there.
Ah,
now look. See?
Wow.
Hey, right.
Now,
yeah.
You see, I mean.
Something wrong there.
You see the problem?
Uh-huh.
I mean.
Yeah,
if,
we're stupid.
If,
when
do we do that? If.
We're
I mean, in any other. In any other championship. There's some sort of a, I mean, and yeah, they shot some kind of little whiffy confetti gun out there or something. Yeah, right.
Guet-apens.
To do this. So, but I mean, we need to dress it up.
Is this French?
Yeah. It's from French.
There's the nerd we were talking about earlier this week.
G U
Jacques Bailey.
E T A P E N S. Guet-apens.
Of course it ends.
Right, so see?
Of course it ends in P-E-N-S.
Yeah. Come on!
Guet-apens.
Yeah! You see? Why don't we do something like that?
We have a champion.
Yeah! See then?
Yeah.
And this is, who are they called? Is it L-M...
L-M-F-A-O.
Yeah, why don't we have L-M-F-A-O break out into the stage? You know?
Strobe lights going everywhere.
Yeah.
Chicks in go-go boots just appear and start dancing.
So what was the winner's name?
I don't know. I can't pronounce it.
Give me just a moment.
All right.
Well, you know what happened is then the color commentator from ESPN.
Snigda Nandipati.
Of course. And
yeah, spell that one.
Yeah.
Only because it's in front of me, my friend.
Right. So the lady from ESPN comes up and talks to her. She says, yeah, I'd seen it before.
Well, and I don't have this audio, but Tucker had it on Candy.
Yeah.
In the worst possible thing that could happen at that point in time, apparently, I don't know if it's the sideline reporter, if you will, for the Scripps Howard Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
She's like, come here, Snigda, come here, come closer to you, just get your trophy. I want to talk to you. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm such a best speller that even though I knew the kid had it right, I thought, oh, he missed it.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Hey, I'd like to know how many silent letters does French have to have in the word?
Yeah, you're right. That's why she asked, is it from the French? Well, the French have to win at something, right?
Yeah.
They win at bad words.
Yeah, their words are silent.
Well, again.
Just like their military.
Yeah. The letters just surrender.
Yeah.
Got a different word for everything. All right, for the 15th year in a row, we have compiled a list of the most insane examples of lawsuit-proofing products. In other words, warning labels that really shouldn't necessarily be there.
Awesome.
This one submitted from the state of Texas.
Oh, great.
A 7-inch decorative globe has the warning, these globes should not be referred to for navigation.
A 7-inch decorative globe.
Okay.
Honey, I'm lost. Can you give me the... Hang on, let me look.
This one submitted from Wisconsin. A label on an electric razor for men. Never use while sleeping.
Once again, it wouldn't be there.
No.
Unless.
A laptop steering wheel desk has the warning. I know, really.
Wait.
Tell me how many ways that's wrong.
Yeah. Let's begin with just the inherent failure of the product.
Yeah. Laptop steering wheel. Google that. Let's see if we can find a picture of it, maybe. But on the warning label on the laptop steering wheel desk says, never use this product while driving.
Right.
Okay. A neck pillow produced and marketed for children has the warning label.
Holy cow, there it is.
Keep product away from infants and children. It's a pillow for children. All right, so tell us more about the laptop steering wheel desk.
Well, the first one that I pulled up on a major online retailer.
Yeah.
Let's see. There it is in action. It's like a tray. This tray attaches to your steering wheel.
Okay.
And I guess you're supposed to then place your laptop on top of it and open up the monitor to completely obscure your steering wheel, perhaps?
Perfect. Ideal. But I guess that's the thing, is they figure if once you open the lid, you have completely obscured your steering wheel, then you're smart enough to know not to drive. Never mind.
Here we go. Yeah. Here's the product description.
Uh-huh.
Introducing the steering wheel desk tray, featured in our other vehicle parts department. This product generally ships within 2 business days from Pinellas Park, Florida, and weighs 2 pounds. Attaches to your steering wheel for easy access to a writing and drink storage surface. Oh, so you can go ahead and put your famous pole on top of it, too.
Awesome. So good.
It's flat for writing and perfect for lunch or a snack. So it's not so much putting your laptop on top of it.
This is really not for
putting anything on top of it. So now you can live the dream. You can have taco salad for lunch and eat it in your car while you drive.
And it costs?
$25.
Oh, wow.
Basically for a carved out tray.
Yeah. Call now and they'll throw in another one. Yeah.
Now, how does it attach to the steering wheel?
It just attaches. It's like little notch things.
Oh, perfect. Yeah that'll be okay. So we got that. And finally, this
like the old knob that you used to put on your steering wheel.
Yeah, neck and knob. The neck and knob.
Yeah, the neck and knob.
That's what that was. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So and finally, from this year.
I got the picture too, Chase.
I know.
You can't quite get there.
Instructions that come with an electric skillet. Caution, griddle surface may be hot during and after cooking. That's right. They put them on there because somebody did sue them. Hello.
Yeah, what do you do if you got to make a turn? All your stuff falls off your steering wheel.
Yeah, that'd be horrible, wouldn't it? Just, man. Yeah, they need to make it so it slides around the wheel. I mean, if you really want to design it so that you can eat your famous bowl while you drive and keep both. And then you steer. What do? Do you steer it like 5 and 7? Is that how that works?
Vote now for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 12th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Last year, over 320,000 votes were cast. So what are your favorite places to eat, bank, or buy a car? You can vote on the web now at thebestofthebrazos.com. Click over to thebestofthebrazos.com and cast your vote today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
For her 54th birthday, Shirley Dygert went skydiving. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. At 13,000 feet, Shirley and her instructor, Dave Hartsock, leapt from the plane. Strapped together for a tandem dive, the free fall was picture perfect. But when Dave pulled the ripcord, everything went wrong. Their first parachute only opened part way. Then their reserve chute got tangled up with the first one. Shirley remembers thinking, "So this is how I'm going to die." But then, only 100 feet from the ground, Dave was able to change his position so he would land first, breaking Shirley's fall. Dave didn't die, but the accident did leave him paralyzed. In an interview, he said, "People keep telling me that it was a heroic thing to do, but in my opinion, it was just the right thing to do." Dave's bravery saved Shirley's life, but it cost him dearly. That's often the case when we do the right thing for others. Whatever the crisis, substance abuse, unexpected pregnancy, illness, unemployment, it hurts to suffer alongside someone. The price you pay may be financial or emotional, or it could cost you your comfort and convenience. But giving sacrificially to help others is always the right thing to do. Just ask Shirley. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
One more time. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take another look at sports, and it's brought to you today by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Let's talk about what happened in Mumford last night. It was another great night, but a better night for the A&M Consolidated Tigers than the Bryan Vikings. It was another stellar pitching performance for the Consolidated Tigers last night. Let me get my stuff here. There we go. Back-to-back stellar pitching performances for the Tigers, as a matter of fact, and some timely hitting. The A&M Consolidated Tigers are headed back to the state 5A baseball Final Four for the first time in 22 years. In front of another crowd of 2,000-plus at Bienski Stadium, the Tigers got the sweep of the best of three series, and they beat the Bryan Vikings 3-1 to win the regional title of Region 2, which they will take to Round Rock's Dale Diamond next Friday for a state semifinal game. Consol is the only one of the four regionals that's been decided, as the other three will be decided today or tomorrow. District champion Bryan finishes its best season in 50 years at 29-9. Ford Moore threw six stellar innings for the Tigers, but perhaps his best was the top of the sixth with a Houdini-type escape. Bryan got two doubles to cut Consol's lead to 3-1. A Tiger error put Vikings at second and third with no outs, but Moore coaxed a ground out, then got a strikeout, then another ground out to end the threat. Moore got the win to go to 10-0 for the year. For a second straight game, Seth Hulbert came on to get the save in the top of the seventh inning. He got two quick outs. And then getting behind the next batter 3-0, he found his groove.
3-0, the pitch, Colberth, strike one, caught him looking on that one.
I just came right down the pipe on that, anticipating that Colberth wouldn't be swinging on 3-0.
Game ended on a called strike last night. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Colberth. Called strike two, that one barely caught the corner. And now the count is full with two outs. And Ty Colberth steps out. And now steps back in.
Not sure about that pitch.
Colbert delivers.
Swing and a miss, and the Tigers of A&M Consolidated are going to the state tournament. Our final score, A&M Consolidated 3, Bryan 1, and the Tigers take the series 2-0.
Pretty exciting stuff. After the game, Consolidated coach Chase Mann talked to Chase Murphy about Ford Moore getting out of that jam in the sixth.
I just told him to settle down and compete and make good pitches. You know, he's such a competitor. It's hard, you know, and once again, you know, Seth does a lot better when he comes in, you know, when he's got a full, you know, inning to start with. And so we wanted to battle through that one. If he, and, you know, he stepped it up there, made some good pitches, got some outs, and, you know, and sometimes, you know, you get a little lucky. You know, we got that ball right back to the pitcher, the kids, you got to have confidence in them, and you know their strengths, and it seems like, you know, for our kids, the tighter it gets, the better they get.
Tigers finished their season at 29-9. Our Consol will go on to the playoffs now. Bryan finishes their season at 29-9. Okay, let the baseball continue, and it will on West Campus today as the NCAA College Station Regional starts at 12:35. Ole Miss and TCU going at it at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Then tonight at 6:35, Dayton will take a shot at top seed Texas A&M. The two winners will meet tomorrow night in the winner's bracket, but Coach Rob Childress isn't looking past the Flyers.
To me, the most important game is tomorrow in Dayton. I haven't looked ahead to, you know, the other two teams in the tournament. It doesn't really matter. We need to take care of business tomorrow, and, you know, from that point on, we'll take a harder look at them. We'll obviously get a chance to see them play tomorrow at 12:30, but, you know, the most important team to us at this point in this tournament is Dayton.
Two losing teams today will meet at 12:35 tomorrow in an elimination game. We'll be on the air at 6:05 for the pregame radio broadcast. The game will also be available online at ESPN3. Tyler Naquin, one of the sluggers for the Aggies, was having a little bit of a tough spot, but now he's coming on.
Right, you know, I feel great. You know, I had a few games here or there. We're just not feeling it too well, but, you know, it's whenever you look for the rest of the lineup and they came on strong, came on hot, and it's not all about one guy, you know. You know, you got nine guys deep, you got nine at bats going through. If you give them a hard time every time, you got a good chance of giving your pitcher a win, you know, the rest of the team a win. But I had a few games there, struggled a little bit, fixed a few things in the cages, just grinded, and just so happened to be started to get hot again. You know, I feel just fine, so I feel like our lineup's going to, you know, do great things for the rest of the postseason.
Dayton's won 9 out of 10, and they do it on the base paths. They lead the country in stolen bases. How does Rob Childress battle that?
You know, our philosophy isn't going to change, and, you know, we control the running game on the mound. And, you know, if we can do the things that it takes to do that, throw strikes and get the leadoff hitter, then we take all the pressure off the catcher. And the catcher needs to throw out the guys that he's supposed to throw out, the guys that get a bad jump, the missed hit and runs. And, you know, for the most part all year long, I don't know how we've played 58 games, we've given up 55 attempts. I mean, I think that's a tribute to, you know, not only our catchers, but the guys on the mound, too, controlling it that way.
The other 15 regionals will also start today. From the Big 12, Baylor will meet Oral Roberts in Waco after Dallas Baptist meets UT Arlington in Charlottesville, Virginia. Oklahoma meets Appalachian State after Virginia meets Army. And in Tucson, Missouri meets Arizona after New Mexico State meets Louisville. The only other regional in Texas has Arkansas meeting Sam Houston State today, followed by Rice meeting Prairie View at Rice's Reckling Park. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder have put an emphatic end to San Antonio's 20-game winning streak while pulling within a 2-1 in the NBA Western Conference Finals. Kevin Durant had 22 points, and the Thunder clobbered the Spurs 102-82 in Oklahoma City last night. The Spurs were trying to tie the NBA record for most wins to start a postseason. The Lakers had won 11 to open the 89 and the 2001 playoffs. But the blowout did allow Spurs coach Greg Popovich to rest Parker and Tim Duncan in the final 15 minutes. Manu Ginobili came out for good early in the fourth quarter and finished with just 8 points. Game 4 is slated for Oklahoma City. That'll be on Saturday. Carlos Gonzalez was able to tie a major league record and home run record Thursday night while finishing a triple shy of a cycle. Gonzalez went 3-for-4 with a home run, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. As the Colorado Rockies ripped the Houston Astros 11-5, he went deep in his first at-bat after homering in each of his final 3 at-bats Wednesday night. It was just the 22nd time a major leaguer has homered in 4 consecutive plate appearances. And finally, the A&M men's golf team had the second best score of the day, shooting 1-over-285, but it was not enough to finish in the top 8 of the NCAA national field and advance to bracket play. The Aggies jumped from 20th to 14th place after the 3 rounds of stroke play in California, but their season is done.
Future SEC opponent Alabama was the wire-to-wire winner of the stroke play, followed by UCLA, Texas, San Diego State, California, Washington, and Oregon. The eighth spot will be decided in a sudden-death playoff between Florida State and Kent State this morning. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express.
By adding insulation, what can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at TogetherWeSave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
High temperature today going to be probably about 92 or so. No mention of rain in the forecast. North winds make us feel good. 71 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There wasn't a lot of hiring across America last month as unemployment rose. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has the Just Out report live in Washington.
The jobless rate up by 0.1% in May, rising to 8.2%. First increase in that number in 11 months. Commerce Department also says the economy created just 69,000 jobs last month, well below the about 150,000 jobs experts were predicting. And it makes two straight months of job creation below 100 grand. Dave, that's the first time that's happened since last summer.
Rich, we did a little more shopping in April on borrowed money. Consumer spending up 0.3% as income rose just 0.2%. The American savings rate at its lowest level now since 2007. On Wall Street, coming off the worst month in 2 years, there could be another sell-off. Futures are way down. President Obama will soon head to Minnesota to urge Congress to pass his jobs plan for veterans. Now, the president has also sent a letter to a country very angry at him. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
At a Medal of Freedom ceremony earlier this week, President Obama honored resistance fighter Jan Karski, but used the term Polish death camp. Polish death camp has been replaced largely by German death camp in Nazi-occupied Poland. The Polish foreign minister called that mistake ignorant, demanding an apology. President Obama has, in a letter to the Polish president, writes, "I regret the error and agree that this moment is an opportunity to ensure that this and future generations know the truth," Dave.
On Jared, Chrysler's showrooms remain busy. The automaker's May sales rose 30% over last year, the first of the car companies to report their monthly numbers. So how do you win the National Spelling Bee?
My dad wrote a database that can extract information from the Merriam-Webster online dictionary.
And Snigna Nandapati memorized a lot of it. The 14-year-old San Diego girl wins about $60,000 in cash, bonds, and scholarship money. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-706-2787. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-706-2787.
1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787.
You know, I've talked about the DVR from Suddenlink, and to me, that's one big thing about the Suddenlink difference in the DVR and what it could do for you. One thing I wanted to watch this week that I didn't know whether I would be home each night to watch it is the HBO series, The Hatfields and McCoys. So on Sunday night, I remembered that, and I just recorded all three. Yeah, set them all to record Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, and it was a great show. But that's what you get with the Suddenlink DVR, is that you just have to remember once. You don't have to remember again. You set it and forget it. And the Red Tag event, we've talked about that, about saving money when you bundle. You know, you can get the SL200 HD TV service with free HD when you bundle. Suddenlink high-speed internet, and it's just about the fastest around, as low as $15 a month. And the Suddenlink home phone service for $25 a month for the rest of your life. That's locked in for as long as you are breathing. Home phone service, that's free telephone, long distance. Yeah, to anybody, anytime, anywhere, $25 a month. And with Suddenlink SL200 HD, you get access to over 10,000 on-demand titles, with thousands of them free. And you can watch your favorite shows with up to 260 HD and digital channels. And you get free parental control, parents. That's important to you. And be sure to ask them about the Red Tag event, how you can save lots of money right now. Call them at 1-800-915-1866. That's Suddenlink.
Right now at Batteries Plus, it's Bulbapalooza. Just buy $40 worth of light bulbs at Batteries Plus, and we'll give you $10 back. Save big on compact fluorescents, halogens, LED bulbs, and more. Save on light bulbs for your office, home, or car. Save on outdoor light bulbs, appliance light bulbs, and even bulbs for heat lamps and emergency lighting. Batteries Plus carries thousands of light bulbs for thousands of items. We specialize in hard-to-find bulbs that others don't carry, and our lighting experts can help you pick the right bulb for anything you're looking to light. Come in and explore our huge selection of light bulbs and save $10 for every $40 you spend. It's like a festival of fluorescents and a Lollapalooza of LEDs. It's Bulbapalooza, right now at Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus. Find the battery or bulb you need to replace at the Replace It place. Savings after rebate. See store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through June 30th for $10 off your $40 light bulb purchase after rebate. Batteries Plus. The Replace It place.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. McClellan with Texas A&M Physicians and Dr. Drew about our health and wellness. If you have an idea for the show we'd love to include it on the air, send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on 1620 WTAW.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's best online store in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year. Vote now through July 5th. Find the link at TXTraders.com.
WTAW News Time, 807, 71 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the lower 90s. We'll take a look at your forecast after this news update brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to Merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A Florida man who recently moved to Bryan will be returning to the Sunshine State. That's after 30-year-old Sean Baxter was arrested for capital murder. Officer John Agnew says they were assisting authorities from the Tampa area.
The subject was located at that residence. He was cooperative with the detectives, and subsequently he was placed under arrest for that warrant and booked at the Brazos County Jail.
Kevin Dahl of the Pasco County, Florida Sheriff's Office says Baxter is accused of killing his 4-month-old daughter last December.
His daughter, at 2 months old at the time, was in obvious medical distress. She was placed in the hospital. She died about 2 months later. The medical examiner's autopsy determined that she died from blunt force trauma to the head.
While awaiting extradition, Baxter is being held in the Brazos County Jail without bond. A College Station man is now out of jail on bonds totaling $277,000 following three arrests over the last year and a half on 10 crimes. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Willie Griffin Jr.'s latest release on Wednesday followed getting his request to reduce bonds on his latest arrest from $825,000 to $105,000. Griffin was arrested in March, accused of aggravated kidnapping and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He was later charged with evidence tampering in a case that resulted in a jail employee losing her job. On July 9th, Griffin's 41st birthday, he's scheduled to go on trial on six charges from two other arrests where he had bonds posted totaling another $172,000. In those cases, he's accused of sexual contact with a child, family assault, and unlawful restraint. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
After shaking hands in front of the Brazos Center on Election Day, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is back in Washington.
Probably the biggest bill we're going to take up this week is the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Appropriations Bills. As you know, we passed what we're supposed to do, which the Senate doesn't do, but what we're doing in the House, we're going to try to pass 12 appropriations bills to fund 12 parts of the government and then send those to the Senate and hopefully come back to conference. Anyway, the military VA bill is the second appropriations bill in the normal appropriations cycle.
Flores says he's not worried about the threat of a White House veto because the president's budgets have been rejected with no votes in both the Republican-controlled House and the Democrat-controlled Senate. There's good news and bad news when it comes to drought conditions in Texas.
The good news is that less than 1% of the state is in the worst form of drought. Now, the bad news is that 97% is at least abnormally dry.
The past couple of weeks as a whole have been kind of dry across the state, so we're seeing the unusually dry categories starting to spread, and so some areas that have gotten out of drought are threatening to get back in it.
State climatologist John Nielsen-Gailman says we've had some decent rain recently in West Texas. At the same time, the state as a whole has been running dry, and May was supposed to be the wettest month of the year. He says overall it's a better picture than this time last year, and hopefully we won't see near the crop failures and cattle problems we saw last summer. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Retail gasoline prices in Texas have continued their tumble, slipping 7 cents this week. AAA Texas reports the average price at the pump is now $3.44 a gallon statewide. That's compared to $3.62 nationwide. The association survey found that Amarillo has the least expensive gasoline at $3.35 a gallon. The most expensive is in El Paso, where it matches the nationwide average of $3.62 a gallon. And the last day of school brings the arrest of a teacher in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
32-year-old Colleyville Middle School band director John McDaniel is accused of sexting and emailing a 15-year-old girl.
She was a student of his, I believe, last school year.
Grapevine Police Sergeant Robert Eberling says McDaniel is facing a charge of online solicitation of a minor and a charge of having an improper relationship with a student, even though police don't have evidence right now that there was anything physical.
The information that we're getting is that it was just more or less just sexting.
The Grapevine Colleyville School District is working with police to figure out if there might have been other victims. McDaniel is on administrative leave. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 72 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Merry Maids. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Merry Maids Best of the Brazos Valley 4 consecutive years and the Reader's Choice Award winner. You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Merry Maids provides professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home and offers a customer satisfaction guarantee. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
June's here and it's getting a little warmer and lots of events are going on in the Brazos Valley. Rattlers can cool you down and fill you up. Get a hot dog combo with drink for only $1.49 or grab an ice cold teaser for later for only 69 cents. And get that same great hot dog combo and pick up an extra 24-pack of Bud Miller Coors for only $18.29 at participating stores. Come into Rattlers and cool yourself down. Rattlers, clean, friendly, Texan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cold front that was north and west of the region is pushed through. Somewhat cooler air gets to move in behind it today. We'll have partly to mostly sunny weather. Temperature's going to be up to about 85 to 90 this afternoon. Tonight's sky is going to have tendency to be partly cloudy, and lows will drop down to about 70. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warm, 89 to 94. Sunshine is with us during the day on Sunday, highs 89 to 94. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Story this morning out of a California group of people using a metal detector in Southern California on a beach dug up an old treasure chest full of gold coins.
Ooh, a little booty.
No. Whole thing apparently turned out to be a hoax.
Well, that's a shame.
Pranksters actually had buried the chest themselves on Venice Beach in the middle of the night. Then they dig it up. Later in the day, crowds gathered around them. They open up the chest, reveal thousands of gold coins. It's actually that chocolate stuff, you know.
Wouldn't that have been obvious when they found it?
Well, now, come on. It's California. Those people can be so gullible. I mean, after all, they thought that those 9/11 plates, the money was actually going to go to the intended cause. Remember, we had that story earlier this week. Hey, see, you could bury that in Galveston. Ooh, here, let's dig in the brown sand. Ooh, move the tar balls, quick.
Open it up.
I got stuck with a needle. Open it up and the coins have melted because, you know, the temperature's a little higher.
I was going to say, because it's hot.
Something different. Good news here in public, the public schools in Jackson, Mississippi, are no longer allowed to handcuff students to poles or other objects. So, good news for the juvenile delinquents of Jackson, Mississippi. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station. How are you today?
Doing very well.
Wonderful. Well, what's new in the Two Names City?
Lots of stuff going on at the Two Names City. Guests this morning is Kendra Perkins from the Larry J. Ringer Public Library, and they have a full slate of events for the summer.
It's the slate for the summer. Hi, Kendra. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Great. Thanks for coming in this morning. Tell us what's going on at the library.
Well, we've started signing people up for summer reading. Kids and teens can get a reading log. They keep track of how many days they read. If they read at least 30 days, they get a prize. For adults, you write a book review when you read a book and then turn those in, and we're having a drawing for a bookstore gift card, or actually a few of them. There's also a scavenger hunt for adults where if your book fits certain categories, you know, you check that off, and if you do at least half the categories, you get an extra entry. And then we have events every week. Stuff for teens and tweens starts on Monday, and it's every Monday in June and July. And then the last one for them is a pool party at Adamson Lagoon, first Monday in August. They have to go to at least one of the other teen or tween events and fill out a permission slip. The first events for teens and tweens is going to be this coming Monday. At 1 o'clock for teens, we'll have a Hunger Games program. They'll have a chance to win a poster, a book, or a movie ticket, discuss the book and the movie. Tweens will have a detective movie at 3 o'clock. That'll be rated PG. And then both teens and tweens can come in the evening for some special effects disaster makeup.
Oh, that's fun.
And then we have stuff.
They can do like their own zombie warrior right there if they
exactly.
want to do that, huh?
Yeah, and later this summer we're having a vampire, zombie, and werewolf costume party.
Prepared. Don't tell me that the library is not current. That's great. That really is. Do this. I know because obviously it's important to get kids engaged in reading. If a parent wants to do that, do you have some reading lists that they could get from you or some suggestions?
Yeah, they can definitely get some suggestions if they'll come to the library, either go to the children's desk or go to the adult reference desk. Either one would be happy to help. Some of the books, they'll have stickers on the side of them to tell you they've been nominated for certain awards, like the Blue Bonnet and the Newbery and stuff like that. We actually have a special area for the current Blue Bonnet nominees. If you're not familiar with it, this is something where the Texas Library Association gets a list together, and then elementary school children vote on their favorites.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's chosen by the kiddos, is the game, the books that are favored for them.
Right. So, I mean, there is kind of a starting point for the list. You get 10 or 20 choices, but then the ultimate winner is picked by the kids.
Cool.
And then they announce it in the spring each year. So we just have a new list that recently came out.
Okay. If they want some more information, you have a website or contact information?
We do. The website is bcslibrary.org. You can also call the library at 979-764-3416. Also, I just wanted to mention we do have events for adults, too. We've only been doing this for a few years, but we actually have several authors that are scheduled to come out. The first one is Martha Wells. She's a local fantasy author. She'll be here on June 9th. And then we have a couple of mystery authors that are going to be coming, Diane Kelly and Kit Fraser. And then we also have Sophie Jordan, who writes a young adult fantasy series and writes adult romance. We've got a paranormal research team coming later in the summer. So lots of different things.
Wow.
And
yeah.
This evening, hopefully there's going to be a tour of downtown Bryan, starting with a tour of the Carnegie History Center.
Oh,
and then
well,
the rest of the adult stuff is in College Station.
Sure, absolutely. Well, and it's First Friday tonight in Bryan, so that'll work
exactly.
well. And if people don't know, the library is right across the street from A&M Consolidated High School. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks.
What else?
A reminder, Starlight Music Series continues tomorrow evening. We've got Seven Bridges. That's the Eagles tribute band. Opening band is Leonosaurus Rex. That's a very good local band. And the same rules apply. The gates open at 6. The music starts at 7. No rolling down the hill, no pets, but coolers can be up to 48 quarts.
No,
no glass bottles. More information, cstx.gov/starlight.
See, and that's better than New York City, where it's only going to be, you know, under 16 ounces soon. So, yeah, they will not allow sweetened beverages over 16 ounces. So one more reason to not live in New York and to live in College Station.
There you go.
Right? Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station on Fridays, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
A huge disappointment. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We can expect a sell-off on Wall Street after the May jobs report from Washington turned out to be far weaker than expected. The Labor Department says the economy created only 69,000 new jobs last month. The nation's jobless rate climbed a tenth of a percentage point to 8.2%. Job growth for March and April was also revised downward. The employment report so bad it's overshadowing a more upbeat release from the government. Personal incomes and consumer spending both rose in April. Investors also scrutinizing a weak report on Chinese factory activity, and that one is heightening fears about the health of the global economy. Chrysler just posted its best May sales in 5 years. Total sales across all brands were up 30%. More than 150,000 Chrysler vehicles were sold in May. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Safe sleep tips for first-time parents or parents of newborn babies. Did you know that all babies less than 1 year of age should sleep on their back? Scott and White Healthcare and Kohl's Department Store have teamed up to provide you with great information about safe sleep for your baby and how to prevent sudden infant death. Blankets and toys can actually harm your sleeping baby and may lead to sudden infant death. For more tips on how to keep your baby safe while sleeping, log on to safebabies.sw.org. If after visiting the site, you still have questions and are concerned about your child's sleep patterns, breathing, or crying, call your pediatrician at once. SafeBabies.sw.org will help you learn all the do's and don'ts concerning safe sleep and safety for your baby. Scott and White Healthcare's team of over 50 pediatricians and specialists will be happy to answer any question or provide new baby consultations. Rest assured, Scott and White Healthcare and Cold Safe Baby Partnership was developed to help you and your baby be safe. SafeBabies.sw.org.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. I thought I was dead in the water last month. Some enterprising young chap opened a new bakery just down the street from our office. Oh, the smell of that fresh baked bread, hot cinnamon rolls. I thought, well, that's it. I'm dead. Who could resist that smell every day? But you know what? It's been over a month, and I've made a couple of trips to the bakery and not put on 1 pound. Not one. And I can thank the carb blocker that Dr. Steelman developed for people just like me. Yep, it's just a little tablet that keeps your body from digesting the carbs that you eat, so you can have a balanced diet without the hunger, starvation, or denying yourself some of the foods that you love. The carbohydrate blocker, developed by Dr. Steelman and available at myactivate.com, www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com. Money. It's a marvelous thing, isn't it? With it, we can do so much. And without it, well, our options are considerably more limited. Money, or the possession of it, well, it's been the driving force of so many people forever. In a way, that's kind of a shame. But it is the reality of society, and always has been since the earliest writings of man. Even our own country's short history of money is very interesting. For example, did you know that we had money at one time that was considered pornographic and obscene? In 1916, the United States Mint commissioned Herman McNeil to redesign the 25-cent piece. He did it by doing a classical representation of Miss Liberty. But he took a few liberties himself. The coin came out with both her right breast and her right thigh exposed. Yeah. Letters poured into Washington, complaining of the lewdness of the coin, and it was pulled from the market in just a few months. For part of our history, a number of local banks across America issued their own money, mostly because the U.S. currency was in very short supply. What you may not know is that our first president, good old Honest George, who authorized the first U.S. Mint, he gave them the go-ahead to equip it with stamping machines and commissioned artists to design our money. After all, before then, the colonists were using either the English pound or the Spanish peso. We didn't have any American money. And the new country? Well, we needed it. But there was a problem. You see, we had no silver or gold mines at the time, and there was a severe shortage of precious materials to make the coins. So George asked the people to help, and he decided that he would set the example, much to Martha's consternation, I might add. But the future of the country was at stake, and George knew that if the people didn't supply the material, the mint would never get off the ground. And it's a little-known fact that George took Martha's prized solid silver tea set and donated it to the mint. And the newly formed U.S. Mint melted it down, stamped it out, and made our very first American money. The gesture worked. Others followed suit, and soon we were in business. Martha never did say publicly what she thought of donating her prized solid silver tea service to become our first money. But I'll bet George heard about it. Don't you?
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat.
Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
Bravo, Brazos Valley, and every other week, Chris Dyer is here from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley, and you have a very special guest, Teresa Magapora from the Brazos Valley Food Bank. But talk about some of the other things that are going on with the Arts Council. Chris?
Yeah, right now, of course, First Friday is coming up. It's a little warm outside, but it is our big Art Step event to where we have a lot of different affiliates involved, a lot more. It's kind of a amped up First Friday celebration, so definitely come downtown. It is free, as usual. Lots going on. All the businesses will be open, lots of music and entertainment. Also, we're closing out our local artist exhibit today. And as you know, we have a lot of good things coming in and out of the art galleries, and we're trying to get more shows with impact. And that's why Teresa's here today, because they do a lot of big impact stuff. And this summer we have another Katrina Saved Art exhibit coming in that we'll talk about later. But I'll turn it over to Teresa and let her talk a little bit about hunger and resilience.
Yeah, Teresa Magapora is with the Brazos Valley Food Bank. She's been the director over there for how long have you been doing that now?
7 years.
Been with the Brazos Valley Food Bank. What a wonderful organization that this town really gets out and helps a lot. And this is another opportunity for people to see a really great exhibit and to help out the food bank.
Yes, so it is about hunger and resilience. That's the name of the exhibit, and the artist is Michael Nye, and he's actually from San Antonio. The exhibit is coming to College Station from St. Louis, and the Arts Council Brazos Valley is going to be the host. So we're really excited about partnering with them and being able to bring what we think is going to be a very educational and eye-opening piece to the community. Essentially, it's photographs of individuals who have experienced hunger. Michael spent about 5 years talking to people, listening to their stories, and capturing their images. Mm-hmm. And then he actually did audio as well of them telling their own story in their own words. So I feel like this is going to help people understand the complexity of hunger, the complexity of issues that contribute to individuals dealing with hunger, and I think bring some faces to the statistics that, you know, I talk about all the time, but might help us better understand.
June 12th is the opening. That's a Tuesday. I think there's a ribbon cutting at 4:30, so the public's invited to that. And then in the main opening is in the evening, and there'll be entertainment, food, you know, all that good stuff. And it's really exciting because it's an interactive exhibit. I mean, you come in and there's over 30 different stories, and you get to listen to them. And, you know, at the opening, you may not be able to really hear all of the stories because we anticipate there'll be a large crowd because it's really exciting. But, you know, you come back and just take your time through the gallery, and I think it'll, you know, we're really excited about it. We're happy that Food Bank said, yeah, we want to do it at your place.
Yeah, and it's going to be here through July 25th at the Arts Council. So, yeah, I think Chris made a good point. If you're there for an event and don't have enough time to explore it in detail, come on back. That's what it's there for. We wanted it to be here long enough for people to be able to soak it all up and have a better understanding.
So there you go. And it starts on June the 12th, helping out the food bank and enjoying the arts. We'll talk more to Teresa Magapora next week about the food bank and their capital campaign. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 73 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the lower 90s, and that'll set the tone for the weekend. We'll tell you more about that after this final look at news for the morning. Brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art. Call 694-4157. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan, police arrested a new resident on a capital murder charge from Florida. Kevin Dahl of the Pasco County Sheriff's Office says 30-year-old Sean Baxter is accused of hitting his daughter in December when she was 2 months old. The baby died 2 months later.
He wasn't hiding. I understand that he
is a sex offender from Manatee County, Florida, and he did register as a sex offender in Texas. I understand he also had a driver's license issued in Texas.
Bryan Police Officer John Agnew says Baxter was picked up without incident.
We were contacted by Pasco County Sheriff's Department in Florida in reference to an agency assist. They asked for us to go look for a subject at an address in Bryan. So two of our detectives went over to 500 block of Tatum Street.
Baxter is being held in the Brazos County Jail without bond, awaiting extradition. Unable to get out of jail on bonds totaling $825,000, a College Station man asked a judge for a reduction.
And the request from Willie Griffin Jr. was granted, slashing nearly 90% of the bond to $105,000. Charges include evidence tampering involving a former jail employee who was his girlfriend, along with aggravated kidnapping and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. When Griffin was arrested in March, he was out on another $172,000 in bonds from arrests 1.5 years ago. In those cases, he's accused of unlawful restraint, family assault, and sexual contact with a child. On those charges, Griffin's scheduled for a jury trial starting July 9th, his 41st birthday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Back in Washington, after spending primary election day at home, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says work continues on next year's federal budget.
In the House, we have passed a reconciliation bill to restore the cuts that were going to be made to the military and to take that from other parts of the budget that have exploded over the last decade or so. I don't know where that's going to go in the Senate, but I'm not optimistic that Harry Reid's going to take it out.
And as for the threat of presidential vetoes,
if you look at the president's budgets, they have been rejected in the House by 414-0 and in the Senate by 99-0. So the president really doesn't have much ground to stand on.
Flores says next year's House budget, nicknamed for Congressman Paul Ryan, calls for less money than last year. With the Texas primary season behind us, politicians are now preparing for the state conventions.
San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro made national news confronting Charles Barkley about the Spurs last week. Next week, he'll be delivering the keynote speech at the state Democratic convention in Houston. In Fort Worth, Republicans will counter with Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. Texas Republican Party Chairman Steve Munisteri sees the upcoming primary runoffs as a financial benefit to this year's convention.
Dude, I might sell some more booths before the runoff for candidates that want to have exposure at the convention.
Both conventions run from June 7th through the 9th. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Unsuccessful in landing one of the retired space shuttles, Houston is getting the next best thing, a replica. The 122-foot-long replica, dubbed Explorer, is set to arrive in suburban Houston today after an 8-day trip across the Gulf of Mexico from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Houston officials had alleged NASA's decision last year to not award the city one of the agency's four retired shuttles was politically motivated. Explorer's new home will be Space Center Houston, Johnson Space Center's official visitor center. And a 2-year effort begins today to have San Antonio's old Spanish missions declared the first United Nations World Heritage Site in Texas.
The U.S. Interior Secretary will tour the missions. He has to recommend their nomination to the U.N. Eric Foltz, who's on the local committee, says being a World Heritage Site would put the missions at a whole new level of tourism.
It would draw, untold thousands per year and millions of dollars to San Antonio.
Current World Heritage Sites include the Statue of Liberty and the Grand Canyon. A final decision would be made by the U.N. by 2014. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:35, 73 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by The Face Place. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if you could correct wrinkles and sagging skin today while defending against a facelift tomorrow? As you age, your skin loses its natural elasticity, leaving you prone to wrinkles and deep frown lines. At The Face Place, Thermage treatments emit deep heat to tighten existing collagen and form new collagen. Thermage can not only tighten your aged skin, it can actually prevent loose skin from forming. And Thermage is exclusively provided at The Face Place. Visit FacePlaceMedSpa.com or call 255-GLOW for an appointment today. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state of the art.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're already tired of mowing this season, I have a deal for you. Hi, this is David from Hogan's Trucks, and we want to make your lawn care almost fun. Stop by and let me show you our line of zero-turn rider mowers from Cub Cadet, Hustler, and Ferris. When you visit Hogan's Trucks, you'll visit with my dad and me. Let us personally show you how to cut your lawn mowing in half. We have 0% financing, so you have zero excuses this year to purchase a mower. Hogan's Trucks, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Make your dollar go further at Denny's in Bryan with the Grand Slam, only $2.99 with purchase of a beverage. Two pancakes, two eggs, two sausage, two bacon, only $2.99. Denny's $5 classic burger with unlimited fries with purchase of a beverage from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 7 days a week. Denny's in Bryan, Grand Slam all day every day for $2.99. And the $5 classic burger from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Some restrictions apply. Denny's in Bryan, north on Highway 6 at FM 2818 next to the big gas truck stop. Find Bud and Bud Light in the 24-pack for only $16.99.
837, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Somewhat cooler air gets a chance to work its way into the region, but that'll disappear as we head through the weekend. It'll be partly to mostly sunny today and 85 to 90. Tonight, partly cloudy near 70. Sunshine and warm tomorrow, 89 to 94. Tomorrow night, a few clouds here and there, lows near 75. Sunday, abundant sunshine, warm. Highs 89 to 94 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
But again, we got winds out of the north today.
Yeah.
So that's not
that's
bad.
That's going to be okay.
We can live with that.
Yeah, that'll be good.
But probably going to have to start pouring some salt water on your lawn for too long. Just remember, as Neil Sperry tells you, that Bermuda don't take near as much water as that St. Augustine. You know, if you decide you want to go that route.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me see. It's Friday. We got 20 minutes left.
I got a little bit of both.
A little bit of both what?
Bermuda and
yeah,
St.
Yeah, 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 I know. Yeah. Unless you have like a lawn person.
Right.
Most everybody does. If you use spray sunscreen, okay?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. It's
got
time
my
for,
attention.
All right. Because it's time once again for Nanny Stateville. The FDA has issued a brand new warning. Hold your breath.
Oh.
There are concerns that consumers could be accidentally inhaling the sunscreen during application. That means that you will not be able to get a... Yeah, that's right. Yep. That's right. Yep.
And we sent our son to preschool with aerosol.
What kind of parents are
today?
You?
The worst.
God.
We're just the worst.
For spray-on sunscreen and other tanning products, we should be really spraying them into our hands and then applying them.
The whole idea behind spray-on is that you don't have to put it on your hands.
Well, as you see, that is not the right way. Because after all, I know you want the palms of your hands to be tan. I know you do. You've said that before.
Yeah, I want the tannest palms.
Yeah. Kids are especially at risk of accidental inhalation. Avoid letting them apply sunscreen by themselves. Spray the product on the hand away from the face. You know what that means, though, is it means that your nostrils won't get sunburned.
Correct.
That's true.
Yeah.
You spray it on your finger and right up there.
One more thing for you as a parent to worry about. Hello?
You're supposed to inhale it. Therefore, your lungs are protected from UV rays.
That's true.
So could you inhale it and then smoke and be all right?
I think you could. Well, it would be good for the children if you buy the cigarettes.
Well, buying the cigarettes is good for the children.
Again, you don't have to do that. Well, I got two directions to go. We can do the story in India where they take the fish out of the kid's lung.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I want to go there.
Yeah, I didn't think I would. You know, a lot of U.S. American smokers are upset when restaurants start instituting no-smoking policies. New Zealand is hoping to create a smoke-free nation.
New Zealand?
Nation.
Well, you know, New Zealand's, they...
The old Kiwi government announced a 40% hike in tobacco taxes over the next 4 years, cigarette prices.
It's terbacky.
Yeah, sorry. Terbacky. The terbacky prices. Cigarette prices in that country are already among the highest in the world by the year 2016. $15 a pack. $15 a pack. Now, if that sounds like a lot of money, health officials actually talked about raising the price to $75 a pack at one point, hoping that that would keep people from smoking. No, if you do that, you've got to keep it high, but not too high, because if you make it 75, there'll be a black market.
Yep.
I mean,
just ask Al Capone.
Sure. Yeah, you know, you make it that cost prohibitive, there'll be somebody who'll be out there, psst, want to buy these for $40, and there'll be people who'll take the risk. At 15, they'll look at it and go, eh, not so much. So if you could have some famous person come over to your house while you barbecue hot dogs this weekend.
Bob French. No.
Yeah, really. Only if he brings potato salad.
Yep. Yeah. Gotta do that anyway. Uh-huh. So Smithsonian Magazine asked their readers, so I say that up front, so that you know that Britney Spears is not going to be on this list.
Then mm-hmm. It's completely invalid.
Yeah. Yeah. Nor will a Kardashian, but nonetheless, Smithsonian Magazine asked their readers, and of course, family was the top of the list, okay? Family was top of the list. I'll go ahead and
boring.
Get
yeah. Come on. Okay. Suck up. Very good.
Really?
Now.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
Could we really talk
all
about
right.
it?
What yeah. is, and let me guess. Is Aunt Ethel about to kick it yeah. so you're hoping not to get left
yeah,
out of the will?
That's right.
So,
go ahead.
I'd love for her to
so
yeah.
I don't know. Any people living or dead?
Oh, dead. That,
living or, well,
that
yeah.
That expands the field.
No, and the other thing is Jesus always makes
yeah,
the list.
Jesus is on the list, too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, every one of the people on this list is dead, by the way, so that yeah. ought to make you feel good. Hello?
Every man's going to agree with me. Robin Meade on CNN.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, the other ones who know who you're talking about. Yeah. Scott, I must take umbrage with the fact that you said everyone on the list is dead, okay. And you mentioned that Jesus is on the list.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. But why would you want to?
Okay.
What, but I mean, apart from that, why would you want a dead guy over for barbecue? Right, really, you know.
Prop him up. He doesn't eat much. That's
no,
right.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay. All right. Well, what we're saying is that this person, were they still alive? And one of the people who's not on here, which I thought would be interesting, was Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison might be interesting.
What about George Washington?
Yeah, he's on there. He's number
Abraham
eight.
Lincoln.
Yeah, you're number five. Yeah.
John Wayne.
Nope.
Oh, communists.
Well, what do you? It's Smithsonian. They're all liberal.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're better than us.
Well, they're all liberal, but yet Jesus was on the
yeah,
list.
That's true.
Only because
they
I'm
probably won't invite him over just to try to provoke him.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Come on. Here's some water. Let's have some wine there.
Come on. I got a fish and a loaf. How many you gonna make?
That's right.
Okay.
Anyway,
only because I'm reading two books right now that.
About Jesus?
About, no.
Well, do you read a page at a
well,
time?
Well, no,
I read
a little bit of a book every day about Jesus, but two biographies about Abraham Lincoln and General Earl Rudder, only because I'm reading books about both of them right now. So,
okay.
That's who I'd
both of them?
I'd have over.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They might like each other too, you know.
Never can tell.
There you go.
You got anybody in mind? Chase?
Me? Yeah. Stuff like this is just easier to make light of. So
yeah, it is.
But
Leonardo da Vinci's on there. That would probably be pretty cool. You
yeah,
know?
As long as you could bridge the cultural gap.
Right.
I mean,
right.
you're talking centuries of. I mean, yeah.
But you know, show him an iPhone. See,
oh, right.
See where he goes with that.
Well, because just to kind of take a page of you know, no pun intended, take a page from what Tom was talking about.
Right.
I'm almost done. I think I'm about halfway through episode 7. Of 8 of Ken Burns' The Civil War
mm-hmm.
for the first time that I've ever watched it start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And it would I would probably want either Lincoln or Robert E. Lee.
Yeah. See, I think Steve,
yeah.
I think Steve
you
Jobs.
Get him at the same table, that'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Steve Jobs would be interesting
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs' view of the marketplace is so different than anybody else. That's
I'd say Elvis, but he ain't dead.
Well, he ain't dead.
Yeah.
You don't worry about that.
All right, so who's on the list? People
well,
are yelling
it.
At the radio right
no.
now.
Ben Franklin's number one.
Really?
Ben
or number one behind your family.
Well, you
Ben
know,
Franklin.
You know why Ben Franklin? Because people know not only is he interesting, Franklin knew how to party.
That's right. Oh, yeah, he did.
Chances are, if you invite Ben Franklin over while you barbecue hot dogs, somebody's going to end up in the pool with no clothes on. And it's probably
right.
going to be him.
That's right. And he wasn't real svelte.
No.
But that's okay.
But you know what? Shameless shameless fat guy running around naked? That's a party
that's
right there.
Oh, yeah. And,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's one for the ages.
He's a party.
And bring out the kites?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
He'll
come up
a
cloud, tie a key off.
Yeah. Golly.
Ben's getting crazy. Here we go. Thomas Jefferson?
I was wondering about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Jesus. Number 5 is Abe Lincoln. Number 6, John Adams. Interesting.
Most people thought, I'd invite Sam Adams to my...
Let's bring Sam on in there. Then Da Vinci, George Washington, Albert Einstein, and Mark Twain. Mark Twain. So there you go.
Nobody living except for Jesus.
Nobody living. That's it. So there you go.
Well, I said I'd take umbrage with his comment that everybody was dead.
Yeah, I got you.
Safe sleep tips for first-time parents or parents of newborn babies. Did you know that all babies less than 1 year of age should sleep on their back? Scott and White Healthcare and Kohl's Department Store have teamed up to provide you with great information about safe sleep for your baby and how to prevent sudden infant death. Blankets and toys can actually harm your sleeping baby and may lead to sudden infant death. For more tips on how to keep your baby safe while sleeping, log on to safebabies.sw.org. If after visiting the site you still have questions and are concerned about your child's sleep patterns, breathing, or crying, call your pediatrician at once. Safebabies.sw.org will help you learn all the do's and don'ts concerning safe sleep and safety for your baby. Scott and White Healthcare's team of over 50 pediatricians and specialists will be happy to answer any question or provide new baby consultations. Rest assured, Scott and White Healthcare and Kohl's Safe Baby Partnership was developed to help you and your baby be safe. Safebabies.sw.org.
There is now even more time to shop the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center. Get huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event, now extended for a limited time. Rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99% on legendary Sportsman, powerful Rangers, and razor sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry to Polaris Fun Center before the Polaris XP sales event is over. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villamarie on Texas Avenue, where we sell fun, not tractors.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station in Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. Our philosophy is simple. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Jayco, Puma, Rockwood, and many more. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station, get a brand new Jayco J-Flight for just $130 a month. Stock number 1437, sale price $13,995, 10% down plus TT&L, 6.99% APR, 144 months with approved credit. Easy to tow, easy on gas, big on family fun for just $130 a month. Sounds like common sense, doesn't it? Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Hey, 10 Till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. When's the last time you changed your windshield wipers? Huh?
Just in the last couple of weeks on both vehicles.
Well, actually, they do start to maybe not perform so well after just 6 months. Here's something that's kind of interesting. Give them a once-over with glass cleaner or dish soap every once in a while.
Oh, that way when it rains, you get suds.
Yeah, which would be perfect. actually, what happens is, you know, junk kind of builds up on the rubber and leaves a little residue there. So you clean it off just every once in a while. Just something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
The GPS smartphone, you know, if you got that GPS or your smartphone that says home, got the home button, you know, to get you back home from wherever you happen to be traveling.
Right.
Yeah. You need to go ahead and change your address.
Oh, okay.
Somebody steals your GPS and they punch home. What do they got? Where you live.
Ah.
There
you go.
Well, I mean, really? Okay, so let's say you're at the Stop and Gulp in Pocatello, Idaho.
Right.
Do you really have to hit home to get back home at that point?
I don't know.
Couldn't you find the nearest major highway to guide you within a reasonable distance to where you might recognize, I don't know, a landmark? Because I'm pretty sure I could be on the dark side of the moon, and by the time I see Waco, I know I'm getting pretty close. That's just
you,
me,
sir.
Though.
Yeah, I was going to say, you, sir,
don't realize some of the mozons who you share the road with.
I know.
Yeah, it is. It's a scary situation, but yep, that's it. I know you're just freaked out because you're going to have to start holding your breath when you squirt that stuff on your kids.
Well, I'm not worried about my boy. You know, he's messed up anyway. So
too late.
He ain't right. He's my kid. He ain't right.
Money is so tight in Greece.
How tight is it, Scott?
Thank you.
Newborn babies being held ransom by hospitals. By hospitals, yeah. Athens Hospital allegedly refused to release a woman's baby over an unpaid $1,500 maternity ward bill.
Did she tell them she had the money? She just needed them to have some more patience?
That's the idea. Heard what you did.
Can you tell it's Friday? Can you tell I've been up late the last three nights?
Well, yeah, but imagine if there had been two games. Oh. The woman says she finally...
I will confess, yeah. Right here on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, and I said this on air last night, that one of the things that made that series nice was that I could get excited for both teams.
Yeah, sure.
And you could get excited no matter what happened. But at the same time, I wasn't totally let down that we didn't have to go until 11 o'clock last night. So
yeah.
Nothing against the Brine Vikings.
Not at all. I mean, not at all.
Which again, by the way, whew. Four great pitchers in two games.
Yeah,
actually, five great pitchers in two games. So,
yeah, fun.
Just
that
saying.
Makes it big. And we were discussing that off the air. You know, you don't want a 7-0 ball game after three innings.
No. Just
don't want one.
No, these games were not decided until the very last. There was a lot of drama, a lot of full counts, ton of runners left on base last night. And just fun. Fun.
Yeah. And
tell my daddy brought
What?
Tell his daddy took the
T-Bird away.
Yeah. Well, he said fun, and it's getting near the end of the show.
Our second beach
because
boy.
This is beach music month, right?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Our second beach boy reference for this morning, which we were all hoping we would maybe have another one of.
Right. Hey, Scott, it's Friday. You want to give something away? I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I got some ducats over here. But it is Friday.
Well, what do you got ducats for?
Well, you know.
Oh, but nothing like baseball or anything.
Oh no. Okay. No. Right. But I'm no, just, that's just, in that's NCAA. They don't give nothing
you
away
can't,
free.
Can't give anything away.
No.
By the way, if you're going to the regional today, keep in mind because it is officially an NCAA event, you cannot laugh or have fun.
That's right.
That's against NCAA rules.
That's right.
I just want you to know that.
And
if
especially
laugh or have fun, you're probably going to get put on probation.
Especially Rick or Mike Pitch, whoever's doing the game, they will not be able to have any fun on the PA. So, you know.
Well, I'm just talking about the fans in
general. Yeah, or the fans,
this
right.
Is serious business.
Yes, right.
Well, all right, then. Let's play Jethro Trivia. 695-1620.
For no tickets to baseball.
All right. 695-1620. It'll be tickets. Well, it'll be tickets to Schlitterbahn, which is not a bad thing. You know, that's an okay deal. So, tickets to 695-1620. And we prefer if you haven't played before.
There you go.
You know, because.
Or we mandate that you haven't played before.
Oh, okay, we could do that, yeah. If we recognize your name, you can't play. And if you know Jethro Trivia, that's okay.
If we recognize your name, we're going to make you buy us more tickets.
695-1620 to play Jethro Trivia with the boys this morning.
Start drawing a hard line here.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go ahead.
Phones are lit up.
Hey there, who's this?
Blake.
Say it again.
Blake.
Blake's out of school.
Blake's out of school. That's exactly right. Okay.
Blake, what grade did you just finish?
12th grade. I'm graduating today.
Oh,
all right.
Hey, congratulations.
What school do you go to?
Consol.
All right.
And Blake, what are you going to do after that?
I'm going to Houston Baptist University.
Good
congratulations.
For you.
Okay. Do you know?
That's in Dallas, right? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Blake okay. knows where it
so
is.
So, Blake, do you know about Jethro Trivia?
Kind of. My mom told me to call.
There you go. All
see,
right.
See, he's graduating and he's still obedient. How about
there
that?
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Jethro. And he's going away to school, so, you know.
I'm a girl.
All right. Right. Okay, Blake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Way to go.
Okay.
Way to go, guys. Okay, Jethro Trivia.
What's the first time? Excuse me. I only know of one other female named Blake, so my apologies, Blake. I just know was it Blake Lively? That's the
you
little
you
actress
got a,
something
you got
or
a sophisticated name for a girl.
That's right.
That.
It's one of a kind. It's like
go.
Chase with a C or
yeah,
two C's.
There you go. Okay, here we go.
Shut up, Scott.
This is our oddly informative little
don't
news
listen to
quiz.
Him, Blake. Don't say shut up to people.
I'm agreeing. No.
Okay, this is our oddly informative news quiz. She's rolling her eyes at her.
I know. Really. Yeah, Mom, why'd you make me do this?
Why did I call?
Yeah.
I thought this was Candy 95.
Yeah, two of these guys sound really old, Mom. Okay. What's the deal?
This is about pop culture and recent current events, okay?
So, okay.
All right, very. What was your best subject in school?
History.
All right.
There
good.
You go.
This will work. A review of the records of shipwrecks since the Titanic shows that along with not having enough lifeboats and playing chicken with icebergs, sailors around the world also immediately give up what idea after that tragedy? Now, we're going to give you some multiple choice answers. Tom will answer, Chase will answer, and then you have a chance to either agree with them or do something else. Again, here's the question. The records of shipwrecks since the Titanic, along with not having enough lifeboats and playing chicken with icebergs, sailors around the world almost immediately give up on what idea? Is it A, sailing at night, B, women and children first, C, showing any movies with Leonardo DiCaprio, or D, shuffleboard? What do they give up first, Tom?
What was
sailing,
the first one?
It's sailing at night.
Yeah, sailing at
women
night.
And children first, showing any movies with Leo in them, or shuffleboard.
I'll say sailing at night.
Sailing at night. Chase.
I think it's B, women and children.
Okay, Blake, what do you think?
The first one.
Sailing at night.
Yeah.
They gave up sailing at night. Are you sure you don't want to rethink that it might be another answer other than sailing at night?
Is it the second one?
Women and children first. Yes!
Yeah!
Exactly.
How about that? Golly.
Man, she's smart.
And she's graduating.
As a matter of fact, a new study from Sweden finds that most shipwrecks are more apt to use the slogan, every man for himself.
Yep.
So there you go.
Right.
That's it. See how easy that was, Blake? What's your last name?
Martin.
Blake Martin.
Blake
okay.
Martin.
Blake, we got
four.
We got four tickets to Schlitterbahn. You make the choices to what park you want, whether it's New Braunfels, South Padre, or Galveston.
Galveston.
Galveston. All right.
Galveston. You got four tickets because you're graduating today. We give you two extra as a graduation gift, Blake.
Do something. Yay. Okay, and do something memorable when you get up on stage, okay?
All right.
Thanks
okay, you
a lot,
can get
Blake.
Them at our studio yeah. anytime.
Be
Blake.
Careful thanks encouraging that, Scott.
Oh, yeah. All right. Just to Blake. I'm not saying that to anybody else. Blake sounds like a reasonable person. All right. Come by the studio. That's top floor Crystal Park Plaza.
About the worst thing you can do is,
challenge a high schooler.
Mistake a gender is what I was going to say.
Oh, well, Blake's had it happen. Thank you, Blake, for being gracious. Okay. Hey, all right. We got a minute left. I got nothing on this day in history.
Nothing. Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. The movies today. Oh, here we go. If Men in Black could be zapped by the neutralizer, everybody's expecting Snow White and the Huntsman, which hits the theaters today, to be.